Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House.
Pitched in three games, 11 innings, 8 hits, 6 runs. All 6 of those were earned. Thieves walked 7 and struck out 14. He's got a 4.9 ERA. We'll see what he can do here against the Fairfield Indians. As Trey Bennett has to deal and go toe-to-toe with the Fairfield Indians starting pitcher Tegan Wendt tonight. And as I said before, it's going to be 45 is looking to continue the tempo that they picked up last night, winning the ballgame 17-7 behind Eric Winchester, who went 7 strong. He gave up 7 hits, 2 runs, and struck out 12, which tied his season high that he had in his no-hitter just a couple of starts ago. But it will be Trey Bennett out there on the hill, who has pitched in 3 games. In his last start, he went 6, giving up 4 hits and 4 runs. He walked 5 but struck out 6. And it led to a walk-off walk by the Colt 45s that resulted in them winning the ballgame 8-7, which was the 6th game of their 9-game winning streak to start the season. So it'll be your Colt 45s at 11-2 taking on the Fairfield Anchors. The starting lineups. Marcel Cueva is going to be leading things off for the Fairfield Indians. He's at second base. Greg Ryan is going to be at first base, batting second. Number 40, Jeremy Hill, he's out there patrolling left field. Kamani Blackley is going to be in center field. Blackney. Joe Gutman will be hitting cleanup. He's going to be patrolling right field. Jake Rogers will be over there at third base. Rashawn Priest, the designated hitter tonight, he'll be batting seventh, followed by Wyatt Smith, the shortstop. And Iman O'Leary will be behind the dish for the Fairfield Indians, batting ninth. And they will be sending Tegan Wendt out on the bump to duel Trey Bennett. So it'll be Cueva at second, Ryan at first, Hill in left field, Blackney in center, Gutman in right, Jake Rogers over there at third base, Priest the DH, Smith the shortstop. O'Leary will be behind the dish, and he'll be catching Tegan Wendt. For your Reading Colt 45s, it's going to be Colby Raphael leading things off yet again here tonight. He's in center field, followed by Griffith Fenn in right field. Kyle Norton, the first baseman, he'll be batting third. McGuire Smith moving a little bit up in the order. He's batting cleanup out in left field, followed by Reed Alexander, who will be the DH tonight. And then Brandon Zanny over there at third base. He walked 4 times last night, followed up by Sutter Moss, playing second base tonight, followed by Joel Calderon, who hit the grand slam last night to put an exclamation point on the Colt 45's victory. And then it'll be Noah Bettencourt getting the start behind the plate to catch tonight's starting pitcher, Trey Bennett. Those are your starting lineups. Something to watch for. Brandon Zanny, his on-base percentage after the 4 walks last night is .488. He leads the team in walks with 14, doing an excellent job of getting on base and really helping that Colt 45's offense. And another player of note, which we will get to after this national anthem from Tiger Field. So we're going to keep it here for you to hear this rendition of our nation's anthem.
stars rule a perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly and the rock is where the monsters
excellent singing of
the national anthem by Mandy. We're looking to get started here. Colt 45s facing off against the Fairfield Indians. We've got to the starting lineups now to get some players of note. Griffith Finn, he's batting second tonight after having an excellent night at the plate last night. He had three at-bats where he singled, came around to score, and then walked before being pinch hit by Mason Cassingham due to the absolute slugfest that it was last night. And the Colt 45's offense looking to continue that tonight against these Fairfield Indians. Kyle Norton is batting 439 plate appearances. He's another player to watch. He'll be hitting third for your Colt 45's. His on-base percentage is .538, something you love to see from your three-hitter. He's really stepped into that everyday starting position over there at first base. We'll see what he can do here to improve the Colt 45's offense. And leading things off yet again is going to be Colby Raphael. He's in center field. He's batting .250 with a .386 on base percentage, doing an excellent job of getting on base. As he did last night, he got on base a total of three times out of his five plate appearances, which raised his on-base percentage, as I said, to .386. Brandon Zanny, after four walks last night, is going to be back in the order tonight. He's over there at third, batting in the sixth position. Last night, Zanny went one for six, with four walks. So maybe he'll put some barrel on the ball tonight and get some hits for the Colt 45s, and nonetheless, he's doing his job, getting on base and keeping that line moving, as we have a little meeting out there by home plate with the plate umpire, the two field umpires, and both managers, including your Reading Colt 45's manager, Bob Anderson. And I'm Jacob Green with KCNR Radio, 1460 AM and 96.5. We're here at the Reading Colt 45's Center Field. It's great to have you with us on this Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. As we look to get things started here, the wind's picked up. It's blowing left to right field rather briskly, but it does cool things off here, which presents a great opportunity to bring your family out to the ballpark one of these days out here at Tiger Field in Reading, California, and have a little fun with your whole family. And my apologies, as I said, it is a windy night here tonight, so you'll be hearing the wind a little bit in my mic. I'll do my best to keep it to a minimum, and do my best to bring you high-quality play-by-play of your Reading Colt 45s. As the Colt 45s are gathered outside the dugout, looking to get things started here and take the field, Trey Bennett out there on the hill at Tegan Wendt from the Indians bullpen makes his way with his catcher. Get a rate the 45's line. It'll be Raphael in center leading things off, followed by Griffith Finn in right, Kyle Norton the first baseman, McGuire Smith in left field, followed by Reed Alexander the DH, Then it'll be Zaney at third base, Sutter Moss at second, Cole Aaron at shortstop, and Noah Bettencourt behind the dish catching Trey Bennett. And last night, McGuire Smith batted fifth, so he moved up a spot in the order to bat cleanup. And folks, just a little reminder, tonight's Reading Cole 45 sponsor is Quick and Clean Car Wash. At the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The wind's blowing a little bit out tonight toward right field, but some sort of a cross breeze from left to right field. The Cole 45s are looking to extend their bounce-back game from last night, turned into a two-game stretch of two straight winless games against the Fairfield Indians. We're looking to get started here as the meeting at home plate is concluding. A couple players of note, Joel Calderon back in the lineup tonight, batting eighth. He batted ninth last night, along with McGuire Smith. They both are moving up one spot in the order. Calderon last night had the exclamation point of the evening, hitting a grand slam in his third AB of the night. That came in the fourth inning. He went 2-for-6 last night with a walk. So, deservedly so, moves up in the lineup as your Colt 45s donning their yellow sleeveless jerseys with the black t-shirts underneath, looking to take the field here and get their warm-ups going. And tonight, the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion is hosted by Umpqua Bank. They want to thank you for coming out to the ballgame and joining us as we cheer on the Colt 45s. Umpqua Bank is thrilled to be a part of our community and to support the Reading Colt 45s. For business or personal banking needs, the Umpqua Bank crew would love to help you. Please stop by to visit them soon as you hear the cheers from the fans as Trey Bennett takes his stroll out to the field to begin his warm-up tosses. My apologies, Spencer Reif, who he started two games. He's 1-0. He's got a 2.76 ERA with 9 Ks and 2 walks. He's given up 5 runs on the year, 4 of those being earned. His last start versus the West Coast Kings was a strong one, which was a tough act to follow as it followed up Winchester's no-hitter, where he went 9, giving up no hits and no runs, and striking out 12. But it'll be Spencer Reif. Again, in his last start, he went 7, giving up 6 hits, 4 runs. He walked 1 and struck out 1, so hopefully tonight he will have a little bit of a bounce-back start. Maybe go 7 yet again, but strike out more than just 1, as we've seen before the Colt 45s love to do. But no discount to Reif. He knows how to get contact, and his defense knows how to get him the outs. So we'll see what he does here against what looks to be a strong Fairfield Indians team. So Reif out there on the hill, pitching from the third base side. A right-hander. We'll see what he can do here. A little bit about Reif. He's 6-0 from Richmond, Virginia, and Milligan University, where he had 9 starts but 13 appearances. He was 0-1, but had 20 Ks and 9 walks and 34 and two-thirds innings pitched. As Betco makes his throwdown to second base, and we look to get things started here on this Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. Leading off for the Fairfield Indians, it's going to be the second baseman, Marcel Cueva, digging in from the right side. He's got an even stance. Knees bent, the first pitch from Reif. Fastball in the air towards the center fielder. Makes his way over. Charging is going to catch that one to squeeze it for the first out. Cueva flies out to the center fielder. And that's the way our ball game begins. One pitch, one out. That will bring up the left-hand hitting Greg Ryan, the first baseman tonight for the Fairfield Indians. Rife comes set, delivers. Showing bunt is in front of home plate. The catcher Benko makes his way over, pouncing on it, throws down to first for the out. Kyle Norton with a stretch over there at first base. Quickly, two pitches and two outs for the Colt 45s. So, Greg Ryan showing bunt from the left side, right in front of the plate, and Betanco doing an excellent job to pounce on it, throw it down to first. So, 2-3 on the play as Rife comes set and delivers one in the dirt, not picked by the catcher Betanco. Jeremy Hill digging in for the Indians from the left side. Knees bent, a slightly open stance. The 1-0 delivery called a strike on the outside corner, evens the count at 1-1. Rife, a right-handed pitcher, 6 feet tall, both hands at the belt. As he goes into the windup, delivers the one ball, one strike pitch. Is a little bit high, breaking pitch for ball two. Count 2-1 now on the left fielder, Hill. 2-1 delivery from Rife is fouled back into the parking lot over the dugout of the Indians. A free strike there for Rife. As he delivers the 2-2, it's going to be low and away for ball three. Count now fills at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch. That's grounded toward the hole. Shortstop. Calderon dives. Throws from his knees on over to first. Not in time with the speedy left fielder racing down the line. As Calderon was able to corral it, but not able to make the throw in time. So that'll be an infield single, which will bring up Kamani Blackney, the center fielder, who's hitting cleanup tonight. And, folks, something I've never seen, he's got that sliding glove, but rather than tucking it in his back pocket, he has it tucked behind his belt, behind his shirt. Digging in from the right side, bent a little bit over the plate, the runner going, the throw from Benko as he drops it and was about to make a throw but decided it's better just to hold on to it. His count goes 1-0. The quick pitch from Rife, Benko popping out of his crouch to catch it. Didn't quite pick it cleanly. Dropped it and went to throw down to second as Rife checks the runner at second. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball just off the plate. I take that back. Catches the corner for a called strike. As the catcher drops it, it dribbles up to first baseline, but Betanco quickly pounces on it to hold the runner, Hill, at second. Rife peering in. Gets a sign, checks the runner, comes set, the 1-1. Waved at by Blackney. A little bit late on it. Just trying to get a piece of it to foul it off, but unable to. As Rife, glove at his hip, ball tucked back behind him as he bends toward Betanco to get the sign. Comes set, checks the runner back at second, that's Hill. The 1-2 delivery with two out. Curveball on the outside corner, in at the knees, ring him up, strike three called. Blackney goes looking. We're scoreless after half an inning, headed to the bottom half of the first. Tonight's Reading Colt 45 sponsor is Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome to Tiger Field in Redding, California. We're here on a Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball as the Fairfield Indians come out to the field to play a little defense in the bottom half of the first inning. We're scoreless after half, after Spencer Rife retired the side after striking out the fourth batter of the inning, looking. And we'll bring the center fielder, Colby Raphael, to the dish for the Colt 45s. As Tegan Wendt concludes his warm-up tosses, and the catcher, O'Leary, makes his throw down to second base. And again, my apologies, folks, for the wind whipping around here at Tiger Field, but definitely a blessing as it makes for a way cooler game of baseball on a summer night, which is another reminder to bring your family down to the ballpark, Tiger Field. Watch the Colt 45s take on the Fairfield Indians this weekend as it is starting to cool off here on this warm Redding summer. Leading things off here in the bottom half of the first is going to be Colby Raphael, the center fielder. Right-handed hitter, just his batting gloves and steps into the box. He'll be facing the Indians starting pitcher, Tegan Wendt. A right-hander, 6'1", 6'2", comes, set, and delivers. Fastball in at the knees, called strike one. Caught the corner inside and just above the knees. Raphael taking all the way. As Wendt comes set and delivers the 0-1. Fastball again on the outside corner is going to be in at the belt for strike two. 0-2 now on Raphael, who's batting 250 with a 386 on base percentage. Wide stance, knees bent. Here's the pitch. Curveball hit in the air towards right field. Right fielder is going to be under it and squeeze it for the out. That's Joe Gutman patrolling right field. A couple feet in front of the track. Squeezes it for out number one, which will bring up Griffith Fenn, the right fielder for tonight, digging in from the left side. He's been the Colt 45's hottest hitter. He's batting 380. Doing an excellent job in that two spot that he's found himself in and night out for the Colt 45s. Wiggles the wood a couple times. As Griffith Fenn digs in from the left side, taps the plate a couple times. The 1-0 pitch. Just catches the outside corner to even the count at 1-1. And that will move the count now to 2-1 as Fenn takes that ball just a little bit inside with Wendt peering in. The 2-1 delivery as he shakes off his catcher, now nods in agreement. Comes set out of the windup, the 2-1. Waved at by Ben, taps it foul. Curveball, little check swing, and taps it foul toward the Indians' dugout. Count all even now at 2-2. Something we haven't seen here a lot at Tiger Field is having to deal with the wind a lot. See what the outfielders can do as Wendt comes set and delivers. Curveball misses upstairs for ball three. Count moves full now. And this is a nice night here at Tiger Field with the sun shining but not too hot as the wind has come in and cooled things off. Wendt gets his sign, delivers the payoff pitch. It's going to miss outside. Fenn works a walk, which will bring up Kyle Norton. And walking is something the Colt 45s have done extremely well all season long. As Kyle Norton is going to dig in. The first baseman for tonight from the left side. So he takes a couple practice hacks and now steps in the box. Not deep in the box. A wide stance. Waves the bat back and forth a couple times as Fenn takes his lead from first. The first pitch from Wendt as he checks Fenn back. It's going to be a fastball blocked by the catcher. It was a little bit in the dirt. Goes out in front of the plate, but not far enough away for Fenn to scramble on over to second base. 1-0 count now on Norton. Taps the plate a couple times. Waves the bat back and forth. Wendt something we haven't seen a lot, working very slow. As Norton picks a fastball off the outside edge for ball one. Or strike one, rather, on the outside edge. Count will even out 1-1. Catcher hopped out of his crouch to fake a backpick to first to keep Fenn close, as his secondary lead was increased more than the previous pitch. The 1-1 delivery from Wendt. It's going to miss. Outside and low for ball two. 2-1 now. On the first baseman, Norton. Tall guy from the left side. Batter's box. Even stance. Knees barely bent. Watches the curveball come in for ball three. Missed off the plate outside. He digs back in now. Went working slow, something we haven't seen a lot this season from any opposing team. Delivers a 3-1. Owens hit in the air towards right field, but on a line. And it's going to be over the right fielder's head as he misses it, lost it in the sun. Norton is going to make his way around first and head into second with a double, which will put Griffith Finn on third base. So Kyle Norton there doing a great job. The right fielder camped under it a little bit and then had to shield his eyes from the sun. Saw the sun gleaming off his glasses and was not able to make a play on it as it ended up going over his shoulder. So my guess would be that would be scored an E9, but went off the wall, bounced around a little bit before Norton made his way to second. Indians now with the infield in as McGuire Smith, the cleanup hitter tonight, watches a fastball come in on the inside corner for strike one. The delivery from Wendt is going to be right on the outside corner for strike two. McGuire Smith quickly finds himself in an 0-2 hole with Reed Alexander, the designated hitter, on deck. As he waves the wood a couple times, still only one out as runners take their leads from second and third. The delivery from Wendt is going to be fouled back to the screen. Count stays at 0-2. With one out, the infield playing in on the grass with the second baseman pinching toward the middle a little bit as this one's hit in the air and fouled over the Colt 45's dugout. Back-to-back foul balls now. Count stays at 0-2. The Indians defense, the third baseman, a couple steps off the bag at third, but right there on the grass. The shortstop playing in on the grass, as well as the second baseman for the Indians. The 0-2 delivery from Wendt to Smith. Here it comes. Curveball bounced toward the first baseman. Checks the runner's back, and he's going to tag Smith out as he runs by up the first baseline. So Smith grounds out to the first baseman. The Indians now have two as they return the defense to normal depth. And folks, I've never quite seen anything like that as the first baseman handled the ground ball three or four steps off the line, about 60 feet up the baseline, and then chased down Smith and tagged him on his helmet as Reed Alexander watches one come in. He swings on it, grounded to the left of the second baseman, who makes his way over to field it, gloves, and throws on to first as Reed Alexander grounds out 4-3, the second baseman to the first baseman, four out number three. We're still scoreless after one. Tonight's Reading Colt 45 sponsor is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. We're scoreless after one. It's the top half of the second inning. It's going to be Joe Gutman leading things off here as he watches a ball coming off the plate outside from Spencer Reif. Just misses that outside edge. From the right-handed batter's box as he takes a huge swing at one, but can't quite get a hold of it. That's strike number one. Count evens up now at 1-1 as Reif peers in to Betanko. A pitch is swung on, popped up toward the first baseman who can't find it. Norton backpedaling is able to squeeze it. Norton initially threw his hands up in the air, not quite able to find it, and then somehow backpedaling a couple steps, corrals it, throws his glove at it a little bit. As Jake Rogers digs in now, the third baseman. As Reif comes set and delivers. As that one's fouled out of play back beyond the Indians' dugout. As Reif peers in at Betanko to get his sign. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball catches the outside edge for strike two. A nice breaking pitch there as Betanko was able to frame it. The 0-2 delivery from Reif misses just a little bit low in the dirt. Excellent block there by the backstop. Count now goes to 1-2 as Rogers digging in from the right side, deep in the box, in even stance. Reif delivers a 1-2. That one misses low yet again. Another breaking pitch. Count moves to 2-2 with one out. Colt 45's infield playing at normal depth. As Reif peers in to get a sign from Betanko. The 2-2 delivery just misses low. It caught the outside edge, but just a tad low. A tad too low for the home plate umpire to call it a strike. The payoff pitch from Reif. Swing and a miss. That's out number two. As Rogers takes his walk back to the dugout, which will bring up Rashawn Priest, the designated hitter tonight for the Fairfield Indians. As Reif gets the ball back after the infield, throws it around, climbs back up on the hill. Glove at his belt. Peers in at Betanko. Comes set out of the windup. Delivers a strike. Fastball swung and missed for strike one. To Rashawn Priest. Wide open stance, deep in the box. The 0-1 delivery from Reif. Fastball touches the inside corner for strike two. Reif delivers the 0-2. Fastball. Betanko tried to frame it, but couldn't quite get it up high enough above the knee. It'll be ball one of the count. The 1-2 delivery now from Reif. Swing and a miss. Great pitch there from Reif as he gets him swinging. That's his third K of the night. And it retires the side in the top half of the second inning. We'll bring up the Colt 45s in the bottom half of the second. Tonight's Redding Colt 45 sponsor is Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. They're finishing up some kid games over there on the sideline in foul territory as the Indians conclude their warm-up, which will bring Brandon Zanny to the plate after Reed Alexander grounded out. The Colt 45 stranded two last inning after the E9 from the right fielder, Joe Gutman. As Zanny is now going to dig in from the right side for the Colt 45s. His first AB tonight. Deep in the box, an even stance. Taps the plate a couple times with his bat as Wint peers into his catcher. O'Leary comes set and delivers a fastball right there for strike one. The third baseman playing in over there at third base, right on the infield grass. First baseman playing back, everyone else in normal depth as the pitch from Wint. Curveball misses off the plate for ball one. And we know Zanny can work the count full and he can work the walk. He walked four times in last night's contest in his six ABs. 1-1 delivery from Wint. Curveball popped up over the screen and into the crowd. Not quite into the crowd as it goes over their heads. Wint gets a new baseball as the count moves on to 1-2. Wint delivering out of the windup with nobody on here in the bottom half of the second inning. Scoreless with no outs. The third baseman, Zanny, digs into the right-hand batter's box as Wint gets a sign, comes set, delivers the 1-2. Misses up and in for ball two. Count evens up at 2-2. On a windy night here tonight at Tiger Field, count all even at 2-2. Wint comes set and delivers. Curveball hit in the air toward left fielder, making his way back towards the track, is going to chase it down just a couple feet from the track. Zanny flies out to the left fielder, Jeremy Hill, which will bring up Sutter Moss, who's playing second base tonight. Out of Colusa, California. From the left side, Moss digs in. A wide stance, facing off against Tegan Wint of the Indians, who delivers off the plate outside for ball one. Moss waves the wood back and forth a couple times as Wint comes set. The 1-0 delivery catches the outside corner fastball for strike one. A 1-1 count now on Moss, who hasn't gotten a start in three or four games, but gets one now at second base as the 1-1 delivery comes in from Wint. It's going to be called strike two. Right there, in at the waist. Wint gets his sign. With one out, delivers the 1-2. Change up off the plate for ball two. Wint peering in with his glove at his belt. Comes set back up on the hill. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball poked at. It's going to be flared back by the shortstop, who makes his way under it and squeezes it with two hands for out number two. Sutter Moss just a little bit of a half-hearted check swing and then had to run it out a little bit as the shortstop, Smith, Wyatt Smith, was able to make a play on it, which will bring up Joel Calderon from the right side. Digs in now against Wendt with two out in this scoreless contest in the bottom half of the second inning. And Wendt delivers a ball. Count now 1-0. So Wendt gets the ball back and climbs back up on the hill, gets a sign. And delivers up and outside. Misses upstairs for ball two. 2-0 count now. O'Leary gives Wendt the sign. Wendt comes set. 2-0 delivery. Fastball swung on by Caldera. That one's popped up back of first. The first baseman making his way over into foul territory is going to be called off by the second baseman, who makes a little bit of an acrobatic catch. Marcel Cueva, losing his hat on the play, squeezes it for out number three and retires the side. We're scoreless after two at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Redding, California here at Tiger Field. As Spencer Wright concludes his warm-up tosses, as the catcher, Noah Betanko, had the gear off as he was in the on-deck circle, makes his way back out there to get in his position behind the dish and get his throw down to the second base. Reed Alexander doing an excellent job of getting the warm-up tosses from Wright. So, next inning it will be Betanko leading things off, but for this inning, for the Fairfield Indians, rather, not the Colt 45s, my apologies, it will be Wyatt Smith, the shortstop, leading things off in this scoreless contest. After two innings, Spencer Reif back out there on the hill as number 23 for the Indians, digs in from the right side, stocks up high to his knees, digs in deep in the box, slightly open stance. Reif delivers, fastball in the dirt, but picked by Betanko for ball one. 1-0 count now as Reif delivers the 1-0 and hit in the air towards center field. Rafael making his way back, tracking it a few feet in front of the track. He's going to squeeze it over his shoulder for out number one, as Wyatt Smith flies out to Colby Rafael, the center fielder. Rafael doing an excellent job of tracking that ball with the wind as it was hit straight up toward that 406 line out there in straightaway center field and chased it back to his left as the wind started to push it, which will bring up the catcher tonight for the Indians, Eamon O'Leary, to the plate as he takes ball one. 1-0 count as he taps the plate a couple times with his bat, and Reif gets his sign and delivers. Owens grounded toward the Colt 45's dugout. Look out! Manager Bob Anderson dodges it. Count moves to 1-1. Betanko gives Reif the sign. Reif, out of the windup, delivers the 1-1. Fastball in at the knees for strike two. 1-2 count now. Reif. Glove at the belt. Cheering in at Betanko. Gets a sign, delivers a 1-2. Curveball off the plate outside for ball two. It was in at the knees, but just off the plate, couldn't quite catch the corner. 2-2 with one out. Cole 45's defense playing normal depth. Dreyf delivers. Ball in the dirt, waved at. Betanko is going to chase down the hitter, but decides to throw down to first. To first baseman Kyle Norton as he makes an excellent throw, and Norton catches it to get the 2-3 put out, rather, on that strikeout. Which will bring up the top of the order in this top of the third inning. It's going to be Marcel Cueva, who made an excellent play ranging over from second base last inning into foul territory behind first base. He's going to watch strike one going through there right down Main Street, in at the top of the zone for strike one. Digging in from the right side, so he watches another one, another pitch, come in, catch the plate. He's going to check swing out the appeal to third. They say yes, now the count 0-2. As Dreyf comes set, gets a sign for Betanko. Out of the windup, delivers the 0-2 pitch. That one swung on and missed for strike three and out number three. As the Indians quickly go, 1-2-3. We're headed to the bottom half of the third inning. Tonight's Cole 45 sponsor is Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Well, folks, last inning, Spencer Dreyf struck out two. He's got 4 Ks on the night. 5 Ks, rather. He's caught the Indians off balance a little bit. And in his previous start where he went 7, he only had 1 strikeout. As we're singing YMCA here on a beautiful Friday night at Tiger Field in Reading. Noah Betanko, tonight's backstop for the Colt 45s, will be leading things off in the bottom half of the third in this scoreless contest between the Fairfield Indians and your Reading Colt 45s. As O'Leary will make his warm-up toss throw down to second from behind the dish. As Tegan Wendt is back up on the hill for a third inning of work. As Betanko be digging in from the right side. The Colt 45s donning their yellow sleeveless jerseys with the white pants and the black short sleeves underneath. Betanko will now step into the box against Tegan Wendt. I see he waves the lid a couple times. A wide stance, slightly open. The delivery from Wendt. He's going to be off the plate outside. Great take there by Betanko. Count moves to 1-0. As Wendt gets a sign. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball swung on grounded towards third baseman. Diving, can't get it. It's past the shortstop and into left field for a single. Noah Betanko, tonight's backstop. Singles, his first time up. Excellent piece of hitting there. Which will bring up Colby Raphael. As Betanko is going to get a courtesy runner. Mason Cassingham now over there at first base. After the Betanko single. So Colby Raphael digging in. He flew out to the right fielder, his first time up. Playing center field tonight yet again. Is typical spot for your Reading Colt 45s. As the Indians move the infield to double play depth with the second baseman shading up the middle towards second base with the speedy Cassingham on the bases. He takes his lead from first as Wendt delivers a strike in at the knees on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 count now on Raphael. From the right side, a wide stance, a little bit up in the box as Wendt checks the run at first. That's Cassingham. Delivers curveball inside for ball one. A 1-1 count. Cassingham, the sliding glove on, ready to take a face here. He's got his socks up high past his knees. As Wendt checks him over, comes set. 1-1 delivery. Out of the stretch is grounded toward the shortstop. Flips to second for one. On to first for two. The stretch by the first baseman. He does the splits. He's going to be called out. So the Indians there turn two, and suddenly there's two outs with nobody on for Griffith then. So Colby Raphael grounds out 6-4-3. As Griffith Finn is going to dig in from the left side. Steps in the box. Up in the box, a wide stance. As Wendt comes set out of the windup and delivers. Fastball, it's swung on toward left field. It's going to drop for Griffith Finn's first hit of the evening. After he walked his first time up. A soft single into left field for Finn. Excellent piece of hitting there. Saw a pitch he liked and swung on it. That'll bring up Kyle Norton, tonight's first baseman. If you remember, he hit that ball to deep right field that the right fielder was not able to corral as it went over his head and off the wall for a double. Finn takes his lead as Wendt comes set and delivers a ball off the outside edge. Finn dancing off the bag over there at first. As he gets his sliding glove on. The 1-0 delivery from Wendt as he checks Finn back. It's going to be outside for ball two. Back-to-back fastballs from Wendt. Now working a little bit quicker than he was in the second inning. Out of the stretch. Glove at his hip. Peering in at his catcher O'Leary. Gets a sign. Checks Finn back at first. Comes set. Both hands to the belt. Delivers a curveball. Misses high for ball three. Count moves to 3-0 here. Wendt knows he needs to throw a strike. Otherwise, it'll be a free pass issued to Kyle Norton, who doubled his last time up. The 3-0 delivery from Wendt. Fastball in at the knees, catches the outside corner for strike one. Norton's still working with a great hitter's count, with it being 3-1. 3-1 with two outs here. We're scoreless in the bottom half of the third inning as Wendt checks the runner at first. That's Finn. He dances off the bag a couple bit more steps. Pick up at him. Diving back is Finn. He's going to be back safely. As Wendt, unable to catch Finn off balance. Now appearing in as catcher O'Leary. As Norton waves the wood back and forth a couple times. 3-1 delivery. Catcher sits up outside. And that's where the pitch is going to be to walk Kyle Norton. Which will move Griffith Finn over to second base. On that Norton walk, which will bring up McGuire Smith, the left fielder for tonight. He grounded out to the first baseman his first time up. That was with the runners on second and third, as Bob Anderson gives a couple of signs to the runners. With the Indians infield now playing back behind the runners, not holding the runner on at first. That's Norton, Kyle Norton, as Wendt comes set and delivers off the plate a breaking pitch for ball one. A 1-0 count now as Smith digs in from the left side with an even stance deep in the box. Swings on one. It's going to be back toward third base in foul territory. The left fielder and third baseman chasing it down are not going to be able to corral it as it lands in foul territory. An excellent effort there by the third baseman Jake Rogers and the left fielder Jeremy Hill, but unable to catch it as it lands in foul territory. Count moves to 1-1 after that foul ball. As the runners will be running on contact here with two outs. With McGuire Smith stepping back into the box from the left side. Wendt comes set, checks the runner. Second, that's Finn. Delivers the 1-1. That one's grounded just foul of the first baseman. For strike two. So runners now make their way back. It was fouled about a foot or two to the right of the bag, not quite over it, to stay in fair territory. So the count now 1-2. As Smith does a little landscaping in that left-hand batter's box, waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Wendt peering in at O'Leary. Gets a sign from O'Leary. Comes set, checks Finn back at second. Delivers the 1-2. Curveball blocked by O'Leary. Finn and Norton both scrambling up an additional 90 feet as the ball kicked away from the catcher up the third baseline, who was not able to crowd in time. So a free 90 feet for both Finn and Norton as the count moves to 2-2. Colt 45s find themselves in back-to-back innings now with two outs and runners at second and third. The 2-2 delivery from Wynn with two out. Here it is. Fastball waved at, grounded toward the shortstop. Throws on over to first. It's going to be in time for the out. 6-3 put out on the play. The Colt 45s strain two. We're scoreless after three, headed to the top of the fourth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. I'm Jacob Green here with KCNR Shasta Reading. It's great to have you with us on a beautiful night here from Tiger Field with the Fairfield Indians taking on your Reading Colt 45s. We're scoreless after three in the top half of the fourth inning as Spencer Reif comes out. He'll be facing off against Greg Ryan, the Fairfield Indians' first baseman, batting second tonight. Digging in from the left side, he struck out his first time up as he grounds one toward the first baseman, Kyle Norton, who's going to flip it to Spencer Reif, covering first on the foot race to the bag for out number one. Greg Ryan goes 3-1 on the play, which will bring up Jeremy Hill, the left fielder tonight for the Fairfield Indians. So now with one out, Reif facing off against Jeremy Hill, who singled and stole second his last time up. The delivery from Reif is going to be on the inside corner, in at the knees for strike one. Great frame job there by Betanco as Reif delivers the 0-1. Waved that for strike two. Reif making quick work of these Fairfield Indians. See, Pierce into Betanco. Gets a sign, glove at the belt. Out of the windup, delivers the 0-2. It's going to be a fastball picked by the backstop, Betanco. Excellent play there. Count moves to 1-2. It's just off the plate outside, bounced into the dirt. It's Reif gets a sign now, delivers the 1-2. Owens hit in the air and over the head of Calderon, the shortstop, into left field as Smith relays the throw back in for a soft single from Jeremy Hill, which will bring up Kamani Blackney. He struck out looking his first time up. He'll be digging in from the right side as Jeremy Hill takes his lead from first base, being held on by Kyle Norton as Reif bends forward, glove at the belt, ball behind him. He'll be delivering out of the stretch with the runner on first. Comes set now and delivers. With the runner going, Betanco makes the throw down, not in time, as Hill is safe at second base, and an excellent jump there by Hill, his second stolen base of the night. Kamani Blackney showed bunt, pulled back in time. Third base coach is going to relay signs to Hill over there at second base. With a 1-0 count, Blackney, wide stance on the right side. Reif comes set and delivers a 1-0. Fastball swung on in the air towards right fielder Finn, making his way to his over his left shoulder to the track at the wall, and he's going to watch it fly. A two-run opposite field home run. And quickly, it's a 2-0 ball game after Kamani Blackney. It's a two-run shot after Hill singled and stole second. So we get some applause from the visiting side here. Rife now finding himself in a 2-0 deficit with one out in the top half of the fourth inning. We'll be facing off against Joe Gutman, the right fielder, from the right side. Rife delivers a fastball up and in for ball one. It was an outside pitch that Kamani Blackney was able to just take the other way. Griffith Fenn trying to chase it down, but just ran out of room as it went and landed over the fence just to the left of that 310 mark out there right by that foul pole. Rife delivers the ball. Count moves to 2-0 now. Rife comes set and delivers. This pitch is hit in the air towards left center field. Way back there. Rafael giving chase to the track at the wall. That ball's going to be gone. Back-to-back homers here for the Fairfield Indians. And now the score is 3-0. Colt 45 is down. As the Colt 45s look to be getting some activity up in their bullpen now. As Spencer Rife went three strong, giving up only one hit. He's now given up three runs and three hits in this fourth inning, which will bring up the third baseman, Jake Rogers. So Rife delivers curveball in their first strike one. So something that hurts you is the long ball. So Rife comes in and delivers the 0-1. It's going to be in there for called strike two. Myself and Austin have talked about it in previous games here. Austin, my former colleague, the free passes hurt you, and so do the long balls that we're seeing here as Rogers hits one in the air towards right field, but Griffith Finn is going to be out there, and he'll squeeze it for out number two. As Jake Rogers looking to follow up his two teammates who homered on back-to-back at-bats. Two gone here. 3-0, the Fairfield Indians on top of the Colt 45s as Priest will be digging in, the designated hitter for tonight. He struck out his first time up. He's going to watch ball one float in there. As Rife comes set and delivers again. This one's hit in the air towards center field. Colby Rafael making his way back to it, and he's going to reach up and squeeze it for out number three. So after a ground out and two flyouts. But Rife gives up two home runs, resulting in three runs. It's 3-0. The Fairfield Indians on top. After 3.5, we're halfway through our ball game here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's going to be Reed Alexander leading things off here as the Colt 45s find themselves down 3-0 after the back-to-back long balls from the Fairfield Indians in the top half of the fourth. Reed Alexander will be digging in from the right side, facing off against Tegan Wynn and his fourth inning of work. Alexander grounded out to the second baseman his first time up. as Went peers in at his catcher O'Leary. Alexander waves the wood a couple of times as Went comes set and delivers. Fastball on the inside edge for strike one. Right in there at the knees. Catches the inside corner. Went peers in at O'Leary. Comes set and delivers the 0-1. Curveball stays upstairs for ball one. Count all even now at 1-1. One ball and one strike to Reed Alexander, the designated hitter for tonight. In the right-hand batter's box, deep in the box, an even stance. The 1-1 delivery. Swung on a miss for strike two. Fastball. Alexander could not quite catch up to it. As Went, glove at his belt, gets a sign from O'Leary, the catcher. Comes set. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball waved at by Reed Alexander. He's going to go down on strikes. And that will bring up Brandon Zanny, third baseman for tonight. He flew out to the left fielder his first time up. An excellent catch by Jeremy Hill. Zanny looking to get a base runner on for the Colt 45s. We know he's capable with his 488 on base percentage. From the right side, first pitch from Went. He's going to catch the inside corner for strike one. Looks like a changeup there as it floated into the zone, slowed up a little bit. Definitely not a fastball. 0-1 count now on Zanny. As Went comes set, the 0-1 delivery. Curveball goes off the catcher and then off the umpire. Catcher just completely missed it. Zanny didn't even swing at it. It's going to be called a ball. Cannell even now at 1-1. Zanny digs back into the right-hand batter's box. Went comes set and delivers. Curveball waved at by Zanny is going to be fouled back a little bit late on it. Toward the parking lot. Bounces off a couple cars, but does no damage as the count now moves to 1-2. Zanny steps out of the box. No batting gloves. Just one on his left hand. The 1-2 delivery from Went. Curveball. Fouled back to the screen yet again as the catcher makes a play off the carom of the netting. Count now 1-2. Stays at 1-2, rather. Zanny taps the plate with his bat. Digging in from the right side. Even with the plate. Went comes set and out of the windup delivers a curveball. Is going to miss just a bit high for ball two. Zanny showing off that excellent plate discipline that we saw last night after walking four times. Went, glove at his belt. Now comes set. 2-2 delivery. Fastball. Low and blocked by the catcher, O'Leary. Excellent play by the backstop. Count fills up at 3-2. Zanny looking to get a base runner on for the Colt 45s after they find themselves down 3-0. The payoff pitch from Went. Here it is. Fastball misses low and away for ball four. Zanny works a walk. Excellent AB there by Zanny. After being behind in the count, works it full and then works a walk. That will bring Sutter Moss to the plate. He pops out to the shortstop, just a little bit of a flare. Hit back of short, and the shortstop was able to make a play on it. Wyatt Smith doing an excellent job. As Zanny takes his lead from first base, Went checks the runner, won't throw over, and delivers toward home. And throws a fastball in there for strike one. To Sutter Moss, wide open stance deep in the box from the left side. Went checks Zanny back at first. Now comes set, the 0-1 delivery. Fastball grounded off Moss's foot. He's going to take a little bit of a walk outside the box and walk it off. Looks like it went off his foot shield there, wearing the shin guard and toe guard hybrid piece of protective material there. Now the count 0-2. With one out, the Indians looking to turn double play. The 0-2 delivery is waved at. Back toward the pitcher. Gloves it to his left. Throws down to shortstop covering second base. Back to first. First base misses wide as Moss is safe at first. Catcher recovers it out of play, throws back to first base, but not in time as Sutter Moss makes his way back down the line. So Zanny erased on the fielder's choice. So the ball was grounded back up the middle. The pitcher went, gloves it as he landed and was able to reach up to his left, glove it through to the shortstop covering second base. He made a throw to first, wide of first base. Then the catcher recovered the ball in foul territory after the first baseman missed it. And now Sutter Moss finds himself at first base on that fielder's choice, beating out the double play, which will bring Joel Calderon to the plate, who popped out to the second baseman his first time up. Went, checks the runner back at first. That's Moss. Delivers. And the back pick down to first is not going to be in time with Moss diving back, as Calderon took a ball there. O'Leary making the throw down. Throwing from his knees, but not able to make it there in time, as it was wide of the bag anyway. First baseman making an excellent play to glove it. Went comes set and ready to deliver the 1-0. Here it is. That one's grounded toward the third baseman, who waits for it, gloves it, and throws on over to first. Picked by the first baseman in time. Calderon goes 5-3 on the play. That retires the side after the Zanny walk and the Moss fielder's choice. It's 3-0 after four complete here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. They're all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Spencer Reif is going to be back out on the hill for a fifth inning of work. After giving up those two home runs his last inning, he's only given up three tonight. Still a solid start, looking to go five as he finishes his warm-up tosses and throws to Betanco behind the dish, and he gets his throw down to second. And it looks like Kyle Norton, during warm-up pitches there, injured his ankle as he's hobbling back to the dugout. So something very unfortunate there. We're going to get a replacement first baseman as Wyatt Smith will be digging in, the shortstop tonight for the Indians. So it looked like Norton was back of first base. They're going to now have a defensive substitution. It's going to be McGuire Smith will be taking over at first base. Which will then put Braxton Riley out there in left field. So we might cut to break here, folks. Not quite sure if they're going to get warm-ups in or not, but
blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys. Jefferson Pest Control.
We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tech Field in Redding, California. We had a little bit of a defensive substitution there after Norton injured his ankle, it appeared, doing warm-up tosses. Not quite sure how, but now Smith moves in from left field. He'll take over at first base as Braxton Riley has come in to play left field now. So Wyatt Smith takes two pitches, both called strikes, as Rife comes set to deliver pitch number three of this at-bat. And that one's going to be bounced in front of the plate for ball one. A 1-2 count now on the right-hand hitting Smith, who flew out to center field his first time up. As Rife comes set and delivers a ball low for ball two. 2-2 now. Rife in this top half of the fifth inning. Colt 45 is down 3-0. The 2-2 delivery. Curveball is going to be hit in the air and over the dugout of the Indians. Count stays at 2-2 with no outs here in the top half of the sixth. Rife comes set, delivers the 2-2. Curveball in at the knees on the inside corner. Mr. Smith looking to buy anything. No thanks, I'm just looking. He's gone on strikes. One gone here in the top of the fifth inning as Rife gets his sixth strikeout of the ball game. That will bring up Eamon O'Leary, the catcher tonight for the Indians. From the left side, Rife delivers. This one's grounded toward the second baseman. Charging, throws on over to first base for the out. That's the second baseman, Sutter Moss, not Dusty Vila. I almost absentmindedly said Dusty Vila, as he's been playing a lot of second base recently. They'll bring up the top of the order, Marcel Cueva, tonight's second baseman. He's lined out and struck out as Rife comes set and delivers. Strike in at the knees on the inside corner for strike one. A one count now on Cueva. From the right side, an even stance, even with the plate. Curveball comes in. That one's grounded to the shortstop called Darren. Charging. Gloves one-handed. Throws on over to first. Smith with the stretch is going to glove it for out number three. 6-3 put out on the play. Shortstop to the first baseman. It's 3-0 after 4.5. Tonight's Reading Colt 45 sponsors Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. In this 3-0 ball game, Noah Betanco is going to lead things off. the bottom half of the fifth. The catcher for tonight takes a couple practice hacks out of the box. He's going to dig in from the right side, facing off against Tegan Wendt. In his fifth inning of work, Betanco taps the plate a couple times. Slightly open stance, deep in the box. Wendt comes set and delivers. Curveball's going to be swung on and fouled back over the crowd and into the parking lot. Just misses a car. An 0-1 count now on tonight's catcher. He now steps out of the box and takes a couple swings. Now digs back in, taps the plate with his bat. Wendt, glove at the belt, gets his sign from O'Leary, the catcher. Comes set and delivers the 0-1. Curveball swung on and grounded to the left of third. Just a hair foul. Almost hit the umpire over there. Quickly an 0-2 count now. Betanco, he singled his first time up after seeing only one pitch previously. As Wendt gets a sign, delivers the 0-2. Fastball swung on in the air. That one's going to be toward the left right field gap, all the way to the wall. As Betanco rounds first, he's going to second, and they'll be in there with a stand-up double to lead things off here as the cutoff throw comes into the third baseman. So Betanco, with a nice piece of hitting and a stand-up double, will bring up the top of the order. Colby Rafael, the center fielder, who's flown out and hit into a double play, looking to do some damage here for the Colt 45s, who are down 3-0 in this bottom half of the fifth inning, where the lights have come on as the sun has started to set here. On a beautiful night for baseball, it's about 80 degrees with a slight breeze blowing left to right field. Wendt gets his sign, checks the runner back at first, comes set and delivers. Cassingham, the courtesy runner out there for the catcher Betanco. Speed on the bases as Rafael watches one glide in there on the outside edge for strike one. Wendt comes set and delivers the 0-1. That was swung on in the air back of first and into foul territory. The right fielder giving chase is not going to be able to get to it. Count moves to 0-2 now. Rafael digs back in, waves the bat back and forth a couple of times, a wide stance with his knees bent from the right side. The 0-2 delivery is going to catch the inside corner in at the knees as Rafael walks back to the dugout, kicking a little bit of dirt, shakes his head in disbelief as Griffith Fenn will now come to bat. One gone here in the bottom of the fifth in this 3-0 contest with the Fairfield Indians on top of the Colt 45s. Fenn from the left side watches one come in just below the knees for ball one. Fenn has walked and singled tonight. He waves the bat back and forth. The 1-0 delivery from Wendt swung on in the air is going to be out of play just beyond the Colt 45's dugout. It's actually going to clunk off of the Colt 45's dugout. That'll even the count at 1-1. Braxton Riley is on deck for the Colt 45's should the inning continue with one out. He'll get his first at-bat of the night after taking over for Kyle Norton. As Wendt checks the runner back at second, and delivers, swung on the miss by Griffith Fenn. A little bit late on that one. Count moves to 1-2. 1-2. Wendt with his glove at the belt, gets a sign from his catcher O'Leary. Checks Cassingham back at second. Delivers the 1-2. That one swung on in the air towards right field. Right fielder giving chase is going to make his way over to it. And charges in on it, throws into third base, is going to hold Cassingham from tagging up. So Fenn flies out to right fielder Gutman, which will bring Braxton Riley to the plate, who's playing left field tonight, after taking over for Smith, who moved over to first base after Kyle Norton injured his ankle. So Riley, an even stance from the right side, slightly open, knees bent, going to check swing on one and foul it off the catcher. No balls and one strike. That one went off the catcher's mask, who shakes it off a bit, and now goes back into the crouch, relays his signs to the pitcher Wendt, as Riley readies himself from the right-hand batter's box, watches a breaking pitch, missed just off the plate outside. Count all even now at 1-1. Wendt, glove at his belt, gets a sign, now comes set, checks the runner back at second, delivers the 1-1, swung on and fouled back over the screen toward the parking lot. It's going to miss a couple of cars. One ball and two strikes now on Braxton Riley, who, as I said, is taking over in left field there for McGuire Smith, who moved to first base after Kyle Norton injured his ankle. Castingham takes his lead from second, a couple steps off the bag, being held on by the second baseman, Cueva. Went the delivery in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, kicks away to his left. He's unable to find it. It goes back to the screen. He's able to corral it as Castingham takes third base on the play. Now the Colt 45s with the first run for them, only 90 feet away here, with two balls and two strikes on Braxton Riley, down 3-0. As Riley digging in from the right side, now steps back into the box, and Wendt delivers. That one's fouled off back to the screen. Count stays at 2-2 on Braxton Riley. Who looks back at Wendt. The 2-2 pitch with two outs. Runner on third. Wendt delivers. That one's going to miss. Up and away. Braxton Riley with an excellent take there as the home plate umpire calls it a ball. Count full now. 3-2 with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Castingham takes his lead from third. Wendt delivers. Waved at. Braxton Riley's going to run down to first base. The throw from the catcher is going to be just in time for out number three. So the Colt 45s are retired. They leave a runner stranded at third base. It's 3-0 after five. We're headed to the top of the sixth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The sun's going down on this beautiful night for baseball, as the wind has also started to die down a bit. Colt 45's looking to hold the Fairfield Indians scoreless in this top of the sixth, as Betanco makes his throw down to second base. And it will be Greg Ryan, the first baseman, who's grounded out twice tonight, digging in from the left side against Spencer Reif in his sixth inning of work. Greg Ryan, as I said, grounded out twice before. Reif comes set and delivers a breaking pitch just off the outside edge for ball one. A beautiful night for baseball here from Tiger Field in Redding, California, as Reif delivers over the plate, but a little bit low. That'll be ball two.
Life Gets a Sign from Betanco comes set and delivers. That's going to be low and inside for ball three. So three straight balls here from Rife. So he gets a sign from Betanco and delivers one. That's going to miss. Up high for ball four. So a leadoff walk for the Fairfield Indians. We'll bring Jeremy Hill to the plate, who singled twice and both times stole second base. As he's going to dig in from the right-handed side. As Rife checks the runner back at first, that's Greg Ryan taking his lead, being held on by the first baseman Smith, who moved over from left field. As Hill watches one float in there for strike one. Ryan taking his lead. He's going to go, stumbles, and then gets back to first base after Betanco makes an excellent block to keep the ball in front of him, which will hold the runner at first. As Rife peers in at Betanco, comes set, the 1-1. He's going to throw a pickoff attempt over to first, not in time, but keeps Hill on the bag. Close to the bag, rather. Rife. The 1-1 delivery. So that one swung on, grounded towards third baseman Zanny. Goes to second for one. In time. That's all they're going to get. So, Hill, a speedy runner, gets the fielder's choice. So he'll be on over to first as Greg Ryan is erased after Zanny threw on over to second base, which was Sutter Moss covering the bag at second. That'll bring up Kamani Blackney, who homered his last time up. As Rife comes set, throws a pickoff attempt over to first, not quite in time. Here with one out, the Colt 45 is looking to turn two, but Hill, already with two stolen bases tonight, looking to not allow another one. Rife delivers with Blackney showing bunt. This is going to pull back in time. Not to be called a ball. Count now, 1-1. On Blackney. Waves the bat back and forth a couple times. For the right-hand box, Rife delivers. Hill's going. That one's grounded toward third baseman Zanny, who dives for it. Can't quite get it. It's past the shortstop. Up with the ball is Braxton King, who's going to throw into third. Not in time. Spencer Rife backing up the throw at third. An excellent play. Now there's a throw on over to second. It's not going to be in time. It's over Sutter Moss's head, covering second base and into right field. Now all of a sudden, Kamani Blackney's over at third base as Jeremy Hill comes around to score on the throw from Rife down to second base after Griffith Finn threw the ball in to keep the runner Blackney from scoring. So Blackney singled into left field, made a wide turn at first, and then got all the way to third after the throwing error. So it looks like Spencer Rife's night might be done. We're going to keep it here for now as Bob Anderson is just having a little talk with the infield here. And Blackney is going to be over there at third base after that single E7-E1. And it'll be Joe Gutman digging in from the right side as Rife is going to stay in the game. He's gone 5 1/3, only allowing 4 runs, striking out 6. So he comes set and delivers a curveball in at the knees for strike one. So the Colt 45s playing with the infield a bit in, even with the bags all around. The 0-1 delivery from Rife. Curveball hit in the air towards right field. Griffith Finn giving chase back to the track at the wall. He's going to watch it fly. A 2-run shot for Joe Gutman, who homers in back-to-back at-bats. It's now a 6-0 ball game as Bob Anderson takes the long walk out to the mound. Rice Knight is going to be done He goes 6 1/3, giving up 6. He struck out 6. It's going to be a new pitcher for the Colt 45s. As he warms up, we're going to have to break as Rife gets an applause from the fans.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Bentonfield Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Bentonfield on Father's Day.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Tagger Field. Spencer Rife went 5 1/3, giving up 6 on in relief with one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Is going to be Trey Bennett. As I said, Rife went 5 1/3, giving up 6 hits and 6 runs. He walked 2. And struck out 6. So a solid start from Rife, but it will be Trey Bennett, who in his last start for the Colt 45s, even though he's coming out in relief, in his last start, he went 6 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 5 walks, and 6 Ks. On the season, though, he's pitched in 3 games, thrown 11 innings, given up 8 hits, 6 runs. All 6 of those have been earned. Walked 7 and struck out 14. He's got a 4.90 ERA. As he gets ready to conclude his warm-up tosses, he'll be facing off against Jake Rogers, the third baseman tonight for the Fairfield Indians. A left-handed pitcher in Trey Bennett. So something a little different will be what the Fairfield Indians have to handle here. As the sun starts to set, the clouds are turning a beautiful pink with blue skies up above us with the lights on at Tagger Field. Jake Rogers from the right side digging in as Betanko does an excellent job of being a catcher. Goes out to the mound to double-check the signs with Bennett. Now makes his way back to the plate as the Colt 45s look to get out of the inning and get a little offense going in the bottom half of the sixth. As Jake Rogers digs in from the right side as Bennett takes a little walk on the mound, rubs up the baseball, climbs back up on the hill, grabs a little rosin from the rosin bag, fixes his cap, and from the first base side comes Set, peering in at Betanko. Rogers, a wide stance. The delivery, the pitch is swung on and fell back over the crowd and over the screen for strike one. So, Spencer Rife, 5 1/3. Now it's Trey Bennett coming on in relief, looking to get the Colt 45s out of the top of the sixth inning. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball swung on in the air toward left fielder Braxton Riley. It's going to land in front of him for a base hit as Riley throws it back in to Caldera in the shortstop. So, Jake Rogers singles. That'll bring up Rashawn Priest, the designated hitter for tonight. He's 0 for 2. He's struck out and flown out. From the right side, donning the number 42, an iconic number in baseball. The number of the late, great Jackie Robinson, which is retired all around Major League Baseball, but not in this league, which is why players are able to wear it, which you love to see, as Bennett comes set. Checks the runner back at first. Delivers. That one swung ungrounded towards Zanny, who is unable to glove it. He can't quite come up with it. That's into shallow left field. And back-to-back singles now. So the traffic and the issues continue for the Colt 45s as they're unable to hold the Fairfield Indians here in the top of the sixth. It'll now be Wyatt Smith, the shortstop, digging in from the right side with his socks up high. He takes a couple practice swings. Taps the plate a couple times with his bat as he digs in. Slightly open stance. Very wide. Bennett comes set. The southpaw delivers. Showing bunt. The throw down to second. After Betanco was able to corral the ball and keep it in front of him. Throws down to second. Tried to catch Rogers sleeping. What was unable to as he's diving back to the bag in second. He's going to be called safe. Count now 1-0 on Smith. Colt 45 is playing at double play depth with second base and shortstop playing up the middle. Bennett, the left-hander, comes set to deliver as Smith, showing bunt, is going to miss it. As he foul tips it, I take that back, fouled into the glove of Betanco for strike one. Betanco now steps out of the box, looks down at his third base coach, takes a deep breath. Now digs back in, taps the plate with his bat, readies as Bennett peers in at Betanco, gets a sign, comes set, and delivers a curveball. Is going to miss high and outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Betanco having to come out of the crouch to receive that pitch. Bennett now peering in, glove at his waist. Readies the 2-1 delivery as he checks the runner's back. Fastball swung on, pops up into foul territory and out of play. Count now 2-2. Two balls and two strikes as Smith steps out of the box and Bennett goes down the back of the mound, grabs some rosin, adjusts his cap, and rubs up the baseball. Looking to get a good grip here on the ball as he peers in at Betanco, gets the sign, comes set. The 2-2 with one out. Here it is. Curveball grounded towards the second baseman. Throws on over to second base for one. And it'll be a fielder's choice on the play. He doesn't throw on over to first. So two outs now on the play as Priest was erased running from first to second base. But Jake Rogers is able to make his way from second to third base on the fielder's choice. A 4-6 put out. Second baseman to Caldera in the shortstop covering. The second baseman, Sutter Moss. That'll bring up the catcher, Eamon O'Leary. He'll be digging in from the right side. He's struck out and grounded out. Bennett now working with two outs. Runners in the corners. Checks the runners back. Now comes set. And delivers. Fastball low and in. Blocked by Betanco. An excellent play. Gliding to his left behind the plate there. Count moves to 1-0. With O'Leary digging in from the right side. As Bennett checks runners back, now delivers. That one's hit in the air, back of second base. Smith making his way out. I take that back. Moss, rather, making his way out. Is going to glove it for the catch. After O'Leary flies out. And we're going to head to break here after 5.5. It's 6-0. The Fairfield Indians on top of the Colt 45s. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Reading, California.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. It's going to be McGuire Smith digging in as he grounds one towards the third baseman and it's bobbled and dropped a no-throw on over to first as Smith has an infield single. It still went out there. Now in his sixth inning of work, Reed Alexander digging in. As a pickoff attempt on over to first, it's not going to be in time. Smith diving back to the bag. Reed Alexander from the right side. He's grounded out twice tonight. My apologies. He's grounded out and struck out tonight. As Wendt comes set and delivers a fastball off the plate outside for ball one. Wendt from the third base side of the rubber. Checks the running back at first. That's Smith. Glove at the belt. Delivers. Bounce in front of the plate. Blocked by the catcher O'Leary, who keeps it in front of him. Squirts away to the right. And throws down to second. Is going to be in time to get Smith. An excellent play by O'Leary there. But some distaste from the fans as it looked to not be in time. But called out is McGuire Smith. And that will bring a 2-0 count to Reed Alexander, who grounds one toward the third baseman, gloved, and throws on over to first base for the out. Quickly two away. As an excellent play by the third baseman, Joe Gutman. Now two away. It's going to be Brandon Zanny back up to the plate. He's flown out and walked tonight. And his third at bat from the right side. Wendt comes set and delivers with two outs. It's going to be bounced in front of the plate, not able to be picked by the catcher. Called ball one. Zanny walked his last time up. He was behind in the count one and two, then was able to work it full. He steps back into the box. Wendt delivers a 1-0 on the windup. Fastball is going to miss low and away for ball two.
2-0 here on Zanny, the third baseman, for your quote 45s. An even stance as Wendt comes set and delivers 2-0. That one's waved at and grounded toward the third baseman, who gloves and throws on over first for the out. 5-3 on the play. Go 45s, go. 1-2-3. It's 6-0 after 6. We're at the top of the 7th. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, fans, and back to Redding, California. It's going to be Trey Bennett back out there for his first full inning of work after going two-thirds last inning, finishing the top of the sixth for tonight's starting pitcher, Spencer Reif. It went 5 1/3, giving up 6. It will be the Fairfield Indians pinch hitter for the leadoff hitter, Marcel Cueva, who was 0-3 tonight. It's going to be Andrew Lamon leading things off here in the top of the seventh inning for the Fairfield Indians. And this 6-0 ball game on a cool summer night here in Redding, California. It's about 75 degrees as Andrew Lamon is going to dig in from the right side, a wide open stance. The delivery from Bennett. Fastball fell back over the screen and into the parking lot. Bounces twice and misses a couple of cars. He's taken over at second base, I believe, for the Fairfield Indians. As Bennett, out of the windup, delivers the 0-1. Fastball misses just a little bit up out of the zone for ball one. Count moves to 1-1 now as Lamon digs back in from the right side. The delivery from Bennett. Weaved at, swung on and missed for strike two. A great pitch there from Bennett. Went back to the heater and caught him a little bit off balance. As Bennett gets his sign from the catcher. 1-2 delivery. Waved at, called strike three as Betanco puts the tag on him. Great job by the catcher there to glove it and put the tag on the runner. Folks, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. This is Jacob Green bringing you some Colt 45's baseball. Special thanks to my producer back in the studio, David Wiley, to help be your guys' eyes and ears for this beautiful game on a beautiful night from Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to bring Greg Ryan to the plate. First baseman digging in from the right side. He takes strike one on the inside corner just above the knee. A fastball from Bennett. Great pitch there yet again. It's 6-0 with one out in the top of the seventh. The delivery from Bennett. Another fastball in there for strike two. 0-2 count now.
Bennett comes set, delivers. That's going to be off the outside edge. Waved at by Ryan for strike three. Quickly two gone here in the seventh inning. That will bring up Jeremy Hill, who's gotten on base three times tonight and attempted to steal second base. All three of those times he was successful in two of them. The other one was a little hit-and-run play, so he was able to go all the way to third as the pitch from Bennett comes in, is waved at for strike one. A little bit behind on that was Hill from the right side. A wide-open stance as Bennett bounces one from the plate. Tanko not able to corral it. Count even now at 1-1. Hey, Tanko. Nothing really he could do there as that one ended up going just over his head. This one's popped up. Back of first base. Second baseman, Sutter Moss, running over to corral it, is not able to get to it in time, and the throw from Griffith Finn, who recovered the ball, goes into second base, is not going to be in time as Jeremy Hill slides in head first with a double. So the ball not hit far, but a double nonetheless as Sutter Moss was running back of first base, where McGuire Smith was also chasing it down as it was popped up over his shoulders, and Griffith Finn running in from right field toward the foul line, not able to put a play on it. Get a glove on it, rather. And now that we'll bring up to the plate Kamani Blackney, who's struck out, homered, and singled. He's playing center field tonight. And he'll be digging in with the runner on second. That's Jeremy Hill. From the right side, waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Now taps the plate with his bat. Bennett gets a sign from Tonko. Sets up outside. The delivery from Bennett. It's going to be inside and an excellent block by Tonko. Moving to his left to keep the ball in front of him. Corrals it to hold the runner Hill at second base. A 1-0 count now. As Blackney digs in from the right side. Bennett gets a sign from Betanko. Betanko sets up inside. Bennett delivers the 1-0. Just off the outside edge. It's going to dribble away from the catcher, Betanko, who corrals it, pounces on it, throws down to third base as Hill's running. And from the cheers, you can tell that tag was in time for out number three. A caught stealing there is going to retire the side as it's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Reading. It's 6-0. We're headed to the bottom half of the seventh.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in, so gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading. It's going to be the second baseman, Sutter Moss, leading things off in the bottom half of the seventh in this 6-0 ball game. He's working with a 3-1 count from the left side. It's going to be Went back out there for the Fairfield Indians, and he delivers a fastball that misses high for ball four. Sutter Moss works a walk to lead things off here for the Colt 45s, looking to score for the first time tonight as they've got nothing but zeros up on the scoreboard. A bunch of goose eggs. In this 6-0 ball game, it's going to be Joel Calderon digging in from the right side. As Sutter Moss puts on his sliding glove over there at first base. Takes his lead 2 or 3 steps off the bag. The delivery from Went is going to be called a strike on the inside corner. 0-1 on Calderon, who's 0-for-2 tonight, looking for his first hit of the ballgame. Went, checks the run back at first, delivers out of the stretch. Someone's swung on the ground toward the shortstop, charges and misses it. It's in the shallow left field as Moss makes his way around second base to third, and diving into second base with a double is Joel Calderon. And he gets the crowd back into it here at Tiger Field in Reading. An excellent piece of hitting there by Calderon, who charged down the first baseline, which made the shortstop check over as he went to glove the baseball and ended up completely missing it, and it went into shallow left center field. The left fielder had to go over to glove it. And before he knew it, Calderon was diving headfirst into second base with a double. As the Colt 45s now have runners at second and third, that's Moss, who walked to lead things off here, over at third base, as the Fairfield Indians coach takes a trot out to the mound. Have a little talk with the whole infield here, which I assume they're having a chat about whether they want to have the infield in or if they want to play at normal depth and get an out and allow a run to score, as the Fairfield Indians also have some activity out in the bullpen. The right-hander warming up looks to be number 8, Jace Grandstaff. Out there, we'll see if he comes in the game. As Noah Betanko digging in from the right side, waves the wood back and forth in that signature motion a couple times. Runners check their leads from second and third. Pitch is blocked by the catcher. He can't find it, but it's right underneath his feet. So he recovers and then gives it back to the pitcher, Went. Tegan Went has gone 6-plus tonight, allowing no runs. And now 6 hits. So an excellent job from the Fairfield Indians starting pitcher. He delivers a 1-0. Owens grounded toward the shortstop. Charging. Throws over to first. Betanko is not going to beat it out, but Sutter Moss scores on the play. So an RBI for Noah Betanko. He gets the 45s on the board as Caldera decided to stay at second base with the shortstop charging it on the play, charging the ball on the play. It's now 6-1 after Faitonko goes 6-3 on that one. That'll bring up the top of the order, Colby Raphael. On the right side, the pitch from Wynn. Here it is. Fastball misses up and in. A great eye there by Raphael to lay off that inside high cheese, as they call it these days. Went, checks the runner back at second, and bounces it in front of the plate. Catcher O'Leary recovers the ball to the left of the batter and throws down to third. He's not going to be in time on the hustle play from Calderon. He advances on the pitch in the dirt. It's now a 2-0 count on Raphael with now Calderon only 90 feet away over there at third base. Went. Here's into his catcher. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball swung on in the air towards center fielder. Charging is going to catch it on a line. Tagging is Calderon. The throw home is going to be up the third baseline and not in time as Calderon scores. Tagging up on the line out from center fielder Colby Raphael. Now it's 6-2. The Colt 45s only down 4 now. They've gotten 2 runs back here in the bottom half of the 7th. 2 gone now as Griffith then makes his way to the plate. Digging in from the left side. He is 1-for-3 tonight with a walk. We'll see what he can do here with now the bases empty as Tegan Wint comes set and delivers. Owen swung on in the air toward left field. Left fielder tracking it is gonna get underneath it a few feet in front of the track. Squeezes it for out number 3. The side is retired, but the Colt 45 score 2. We're at the top of the 8th inning in this 6-2 contest. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's going to be Troy Bennett back out on the hill for his second full inning of work. He's gone 1 2/3 after coming on in relief of Spencer Reif, tonight's starting pitcher. In this 6-2 ball game here in the top of the 8th inning, it's going to be the Fairfield Indians, Kamani Blackney with a fresh count after the caught stealing. Jeremy Hill was thrown out by the catcher for tonight, Noah Faitonko, who's shown excellent prowess at the dish and behind the dish tonight for the Colt 45s in his first start of the season, making excellent plays moving laterally, blocking, and throwing out a couple of runners. So something you love to see from a catcher. Leading off will be the center fielder from the right side. Digging in. Slightly open stance. Waves the bat back and forth as Bennett. The southpaw delivers. Fastball, check swing. No on the appeal down to first base. He did not go around. It'll be ball one. 1-0 count on Blackney. As Bennett comes set, delivers fastball up out of the zone for ball two. 2-0 count now. Blackney taps the plate a couple of times, waves a little back and forth. The delivery from Bennett. Fastball off the plate and low. for ball three. Bennett here struggling a little bit with control. Hasn't been able to locate a strike yet. So he gets a sign from Betanco, sets it outside. The pitch is going to be up and away for ball four. Betanco is going to make his way out to the mound, have a little chat with his pitcher. Walks out there, pulls him to settle down. You got this. As Blackney draws that walk on four pitches. So he'll be over there at first base. Now it'll be the right fielder, Joe Gutman, who is 2 for 3, but those two hits were 3 RBIs, as they were both home runs. Digging in from the right side. The pitch. Showing bunt. No bunt. The throw down by Betanco. As the runner's going is going to be in time. Another caught stealing by Noah Betanco. An excellent throw from the catcher. You love to see it. Quickly, one away now. With a 1-0 count on Joe Gutman, the right fielder. From the right side, the 1-0 delivery. It's going to be a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Count even now at 1-1. Bennett delivers. Curveball swung on and missed. As Betanco throwing the ball back to his pitcher nods emphatically. Great pitch from Bennett. Bennett shakes off his catcher once, twice now, three times. Glove at the belt. Now nods in agreement. Comes set. Delivers a 1-2. In the dirt, blocked by Betanco yet again. An excellent, excellent game by Betanco tonight. He's blocked multiple balls and held runners on base. As the count's all even now at 2-2, as the pitch from Bennett comes in, swung on and missed for strike three. Betanco throws it on over to third base to throw it out around the infield. That's out number two. That will bring Jake Rogers, the third baseman, to the plate. Jake Rogers from the right side. He's 1 for 3 tonight. He singled, got all the way to third, but was stranded there. As Bennett comes set, delivers. That one swung on and missed for strike one. A changeup there from Bennett, it looked like. The 0-1 delivery out of the windup. It's going to be bounced off the plate and through the catcher and umpire. Indifference there. No one's on. Count moves to 1-1. One ball and one strike. The umpire gets a couple new baseballs. Digging back in from the right side, Jake Rogers. As Bennett gets the sign, comes set, and delivers. One swung on in the air towards center fielder Colby Raffaele, who's back chasing it down. And makes the catch as he steps onto the track. It's 6-2 after 7.5. We're headed to the bottom of the eighth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. And they invite you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's going to be Tegan Wendt back out there in his eighth inning of work as Don't Stop Believin' by Journey is playing on the loudspeakers here at Tiger Field. As the Colt 45s look to chip away a little bit more with Braxton Riley leading things off in the bottom of the eighth inning as Tegan Wendt concludes his warm-up tosses. Colt 45s down 4. It's 6-2. Looking to tie it up here before they head to the top of the ninth inning, but it'll be Braxton Riley, McGuire Smith, and Reed Alexander to get things started. as the Fairfield Indians conclude their warm-up on the throwdown from the catcher. Braxton Riley adjusts his batting gloves and slowly saunters to the right-hand batter's box. Tegan Smith, the right-hander, donning number 22. Wearing number 2, just like Clayton Kershaw, and he's pitched a little bit like him tonight. Tossing 7 innings of 2-run ball as he comes set and delivers to Braxton Riley. A fastball is going to be low and away for ball 1. The Colt 45 scored 2 last inning. They'll see what they can do here. Facing the heart of the order in Riley, Smith, and Alexander. The 1-0 delivery from Wendt. Here it comes. Curveball up and in. Misses for ball 2. As now the Fairfield Indians have some activity up in the bullpen, as they did before, but was previously shut down after Tegan Smith quickly retired the last 2 batters last inning. The 2-0 delivery, curveball, misses upstairs again. 3 balls now on Braxton Riley, the speedy left fielder tonight, who came in to replace Kyle Norton, who injured his ankle, as McGuire Smith moved over to first base as Braxton Riley takes one off the hip. He'll take the free 90 feet as the leadoff man is aboard on that hit by pitch, which would have been ball 4 anyways, which will bring McGuire Smith to the plate, who is 1-for-3 tonight. He was caught stealing last time he was up. That was in the 6th inning. He singled and then was caught stealing. From the left side, an even stance up in the box. As Wendt checks the runner at first, that's Riley. Catcher sets up inside. Swung on and fouled back toward the lights over the Colt 45 dugout. 4 strike 1. The catcher, O'Leary, set up inside, but the pitcher's outside, and Smith fought it off a little bit late on the swing. Fouled it off over the dugout. The 0-1 delivery from Wendt. His fastball swung in the air, can be up the middle and land in front of the center fielder as Riley takes a wide turn at second but gets back to the bag. Colt 45s now with 2 on and no outs in the bottom of the 8th inning. After that single from McGuire Smith, that will bring Reed Alexander to the plate as the catcher O'Leary makes his way out to the mound to buy the bullpen some time and talk things over with Keegan Wendt. In this bottom of the 8th inning, as Bob Anderson gives the signs to the runners. The runners, Braxton Riley at second and McGuire Smith at first. O'Leary goes back behind the plate. Reed Alexander for the right side, an even stance. Infield playing back behind the runners, not being held on. First pitch comes in low and inside for ball 1. Reed Alexander, the DH tonight, as the runners take their leads from second and third. Braxton Riley being held on by the shortstop, who now gets back to his position as Reed Alexander waves at one way late on it. 4 strike 1. Count moves to 1-1. Wendt, glove at his hip, pitching out of the stretch. Gets a sign from O'Leary. Comes set, checks Riley back at second. Delivers the 1-1. Curveball. Tipped foul back to the screen. 1-2 count now. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Alexander, who's 0-for-3 tonight. Zanny's on deck should this inning continue. With no one gone here in this 6-2 contest, Riley taking his lead from second. This one's hit in the air toward left field. Back of the shortstop. Shortstop making his way out is going to squeeze it for out number 1. An unproductive out there. The runners are unable to move up. It was popped up, and the shortstop was able to make a play on it. The shortstop, Wyatt Smith, was able to glove it. That'll bring Brandon Zaney to the plate, who's 0-for-3 tonight to walk. He's flown out, walked, and grounded out. Taking his lead from first is Smith. Taking his lead from second is Riley. 3 steps off the bag or so. Very humble leads for not being held on at all. As Zanny watches strike 1 float in there on the outside edge for strike 1. The delivery from Wendt. Owen swung on, grounded toward the shortstop. Gloves throws the second to one for one. Back to first for two. It's going to be picked out by the first baseman, and the side is retired. Wendt gets out of the jam, and the Colt 45 strand two. It's 6-2 after eight. We're headed to the ninth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's going to be Trey Bennett back out there for his third full inning of work. He's gone 2 2/3 on in relief of Spencer Reif, who went 5 1/3. He'll look to finish things off here in the ninth as the Colt 45s are down 6-2. They'll look to tie it up in the bottom half in this 6-2 contest. As he concludes his warm-up tosses, Betanco will make his throw down to second base. It was Betanco who really helped Colt 45s in the top half of the eighth inning, as he had his third caught stealing of the game. An excellent block and then an excellent throw to third base, to second base rather, to catch the runner, Lackney, as Bennett now makes his final warm-up toss. And Betanco really showing off that arm of those warm-up tosses down to second. Every mid-inning, I've watched him make those excellent throws, and it's been on the money every time, right to the left side of that second base bag. Leading things off here, it's going to be number 42, my apologies, folks. I don't have a full name. It's going to be number 42 for the Fairfield Indians, and he's going to wave at one and miss it for strike one. From the right side, digging in, now watches one just off the plate for ball one. So one ball and one strike here on the designated hitter, as the pitch from Bennett comes in. It's going to be just off the plate. Betanco unable to frame it. 2-1 count now, as this next pitch is fouled off over the screen. A little bit early on that one. The count stays at 2-2. With no one gone in the top of the ninth inning, Bennett comes set, delivers the 2-2, bounced in the dirt, unable to be picked by the catcher Betanco, but with no one on, it does not matter. Count goes full now at 3 balls and 2 strikes on the Indians' designated hitter. The 3-2 delivery from Bennett out of the windup. It's a fastball. It's going to be called on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three call. He's gone. A looking. That'll pick up the shortstop, Wyatt Smith. Digging in from the right side. Playing shortstop tonight. He's 0-2 with a fielder's choice tonight. Looking to give the Indians a little insurance as he watches a changeup float in there on the inside for ball one. Just inside, float the knees. As Bennett now comes set, delivers the 1-0. One swung on grounded towards the shortstop called Aaron. Charges, throws on over to first to Smith for out number two as the Colt 45 sort around the infield. Quickly two gone here as Smith goes 6-3 on the play. The shortstop called Aaron to the first baseman. Now it'll be O'Leary. Owen Nelson, my apologies. Number 33, Owen Nelson. Who came in to relieve the catcher O'Leary. As he watches strike one on the outside corner. 0-1 count now. Bennett set at the belt. Out of the windup, delivers the 0-1 with two out. Bounces it into the dirt and picked by Betanco. Excellent play yet again. Now 1-1. Count all even. One ball, one strike. Bennett delivers. Just a tad low on the outside corner. Catches the outside corner, but below the knee. Count moves to two balls and one strike. With two gone here in the ninth. Colt 45 is looking to get to the bottom half. It's a fastball. He's going to miss low. Over but low. For ball three. Over the plate, but just below the knee as displeasure is voiced from these fans here at Tiger Field. Bennett gets a sign, comes set, and delivers a 3-1. Check swing. Doesn't matter. It's called a strike by home plate umpire. Count's now full. Three balls and two strikes. Bennett comes set. The payoff pitch. Here it is. Owens waved at and grounded. Fair, Zany gloves and throws on over to first. Smith for the out. So, the Indians go 1-2-3. We're headed to the bottom of the ninth. Don't stop believing. The Colt 45s looking to tie up the game or win it. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. The Colt 45s are down 4-6-2. The Fairfield Indians are on top as it's going to be Tegan Wendt back out there on the hill. He's gone 8 innings of 2-run ball, giving up 7 hits. And the Colt 45s have stranded 8 through 8 innings. Looking to tie this game up and score 4 in this bottom of the ninth. It's going to be Sutter Moss, the second baseman, leading things off for your Colt 45s. As the story tonight for the Colt 45s has not been unable to get hits or score runs. It's been unable to get those runners in scoring position to score. They've left 8 runners stranded on base. Twice having runners at second and third. They've hit into a couple of double plays. But nonetheless, they'll look to tie it up here. 4 runs is not an insurmountable comeback. We've seen them do it before. Because they've come from 6 runs down a few games ago. Second baseman Sutter Moss digs in now from the left side. Knee slightly bent. Deep in the box. First pitch from Wendt is going to be called a strike. Fastball in at the knees. Nelson, an excellent frame job behind the plate there. The 0-1 delivery from Wendt. As he looks to go the distance for the Fairfield Indians, gets a sign from his catcher, comes set. The 0-1 delivery out of the windup. It's going to be a fastball inside for ball one. One ball and one strike to Sutter Moss, tonight's second baseman. Went, gets a sign. Catcher sets up inside. That's Nelson. Curveball misses up for ball two. Way out of the zone. Sutter Moss able to lay off of it. A little bit outside, too. As Wendt Working quickly, comes set, delivers the 2-1. Fastball swung on, grounded toward the shortstop, who gloves and throws on over to first. Not in time! Sutter Moss, the hard 90 feet, is able to beat it out. The leadoff man is aboard on that infield single after the shortstop, Wyatt Smith, had to wait on the couple hops, not able to charge it with that weird in-between hop, and then had to gun the throw over to first, but it was not in time as Sutter Moss was able to beat it out. That'll bring up Joel Calderon from the right side. He's 1-for-3 tonight. He doubled and came around to score the second run of the Colt 45's offense tonight. The first pitch comes in. It's going to be breaking ball upstairs for ball one. Calderon looking to keep the line moving for the Colt 45's with the Fairfield Indians playing up the middle. Looking to turn a double play with the runner on first. Check swing. Gloved by the catcher. Throws a back check to first. And the first baseman misses it. And now Sutter Moss is going to make his way to second base. And now there is no double play in order. And there's no activity up in the Fairfield Indians bullpen. Wendt tells the defense to settle down a bit. Motions for them to calm down. Motioning more so to his catcher, who gloved that ball. And then threw down to first when it wasn't necessarily needed, with Sutter Moss dancing off the bag. The 2-0 delivery misses inside for ball three. Great take there by Calderon. And we've seen Calderon be able to hit the ball well before, as he had a grand slam last night. The pitch is going to miss inside and low for ball four. Calderon works a walk. Runners at first and second now for the Colt 45s, as the Fairfield manager makes his way up to the mound, calls time. That'll bring the whole infield in. Runners at first and second. Noah Betanko is going to be up to bat from the right side. And it looks like Tegan Wendt tonight may be done. Not quite sure, as there's a little bit of an extensive meeting on the mound, and the umpire is going to make his way out of the mound. Tegan Wendt's going to stay in for these Fairfield Indians. He's gone 8 innings of 2-run ball, only allowing 7 hits. As now the infield makes their way back to their positions. Colt 45 runners. That's Sutter Moss at second base and Calderon over there at first, as Noah Betanko makes his way to the right-hand batter's box. He hit an RBI double, and he singled and grounded out to the shortstop. Looking to do something here for the Colt 45s in this 6-2 ball game. The infield playing back the runners, not holding them on. The delivery from Wendt. It's a fastball bounced in front of the plate and blocked by Nelson. Moving to his right, Betanko lays off the pitch. 1 ball and no strikes on tonight's backstop. Betanko. As Wendt comes set, out of the stretch, delivers a 1-0. Swung on and fouled over the Indian dugout toward the parking lot. 4-1. Count moves to 1-1. Betanko steps out of the box, takes a couple practice swings. He was a little bit late on that pitch. Early on that pitch, rather. And ended up fouling it off. The 1-1 delivery from Wendt as he checks the runner's back. Here it is. Fastball in the inside corner. Okay, Tonko does not agree with the call. Neither do the fans here. Count now, 1-2 as he takes a little walk and a couple practice swings. Digs back in now. An even stance. Slightly open, knees bent. Here's the pitch. Fastball bounce blocked by the catcher. Absolutely smothered by Nelson back there. Keeping the runners from advancing and keeping the double play in order. Counts all even now at 2-2. As Noah Betanko is going to dig back in, taps the plate with his bat. Wendt comes set and delivers. Ball's grounded towards the third baseman. Tries to spear it, he can't. Smith is going to come around to score. Moss is going to come around to score. And Calderon is going to dive into third as Noah Betanko doubles down the third base line. It's a 6-3 ball game, still with no outs. And suddenly the tying run is at the plate after that Betanko double. That will bring Colby Raphael to the plate. The top of the order. As the Fairfield Indians manager makes his way out to the mound, and we're going to have a pitching change. As tonight's starting pitcher, Tegan Wendt, goes 8+. He's responsible for all three runs and the runners on second and third. As we're going to cut to break as the relief pitcher comes in. And this 6-3 contest with a tying run coming up to bat after this message from tonight's sponsor, Quick and Clean Car Wash, at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s are down 6-3, but the tying run will be coming to the plate after the relief pitcher concludes his warm-up tosses. It looks to be Jace Grandstaff coming in relief of Tegan Wendt, who went 8+. It's going to be Jace Grandstaff with Cassingham, the courtesy runner for Noah Betanko, who doubled. Now it'll be Colby Raphael digging in. Wendt went 8+, giving up 10 hits and 3 runs, possibly more. He's responsible for those runners at second and third as the pitch comes in from Grandstaff, and it's going to miss outside for ball one. Colby Raphael from the right side. 1-0 delivery from Grandstaff. Here it is. It's going to miss low for ball two. 2-0 now. And Colby Raphael is the tying run of this ball game, as the Colt 45s have trailed all game. It's now 6-3. The 2-0 delivery from Grandstaff. Fastball misses way upstairs for ball three. 3-0 count now to Colby Raphael, the center fielder and the leadoff hitter for tonight. He's 0-3. 0-4, rather, but he's hit the ball hard. The 3-0 delivery. Fastball misses up and away for ball four. As there's a little bit of confusion here, as the runners look to advance, Calderon is tagged out. I'm not sure. There might have been called a balk there. Not sure what happened. Calderon actually scored on the play, so now it's 6-4. Raphael now still with 3 strikes. It was a balk called. So Calderon scores on the balk, and Cassingham advances to third. 6-4, the 3-0 delivery from Grandstaff is going to miss outside for ball four. Raphael works a walk, and things are getting a little bit interesting here at Tiger Field, as Griffith Finn is going to step into the box. With Raphael on first, Cassingham on third. The tying run on first base. And Raphael, I have to imagine, would be set in motion here, as a double play would result in a 6-5 ball game, but 2 outs. As Griffith Finn, the right fielder, stands in, looking to keep the line moving for the Colt 45, so we're hoping to pull off a miracle here. As a pickoff attempt over to first is not going to be in time. Raphael diving back to the bag. It's 6-4. No one out. Runners at the corners. Griffith Finn standing in, as Grandstaff has come on in relief of Tegan Wendt, who went 8+. Pitched. This is up and away from ball one. So technically, Tegan Wendt has given up 4 runs, as he was responsible for Calderon at third. He's also responsible for Cassingham now. The third is Raphael. Dances off the bag at second. The throw from the catcher, Nelson. He throws down to second, but Raphael staying at first. So he did draw the throw down to second base, but indifferent as the runners hold. Count all even now at 1-1. One ball and one strike, no outs. Finn from the left side batter's box waves the bat back with a couple times. Grand staff comes set, delivers the 1-1. Both runners take off or fail. The throw's high from second base, gloved by the shortstop, and keeps it in front of him inside the infield. An excellent play, elevating himself after the stolen base from Rafael. Now the tying run in scoring position. A 2-1 count now on Finn. Things getting a little interesting here after the eight-plus inning gem from Tegan Wendt. The 2-1 pitch from Grandstaff hit in the air towards center field. Center fielder is going to be under it. Cassie Amble tag from third, and he's going to score. It's now 6-5. Rafael's going to hold at second base. Griffith Finn gets the sack fly. As now the tying run stays at second base. Will be Braxton Riley. Will be pinch hit for, my apologies. It's going to be number 4, Dusty Vila, pinch hitting for Riley. Dusty Vila, we know what he can do. He's done a great job of getting hits and getting on base. Here in the ninth inning, 6-5. All the Colt 45s need is a single to get that run to score. The wind's blowing from left to right field. Grandstaff set to deliver to Vila. Digging in the left-hand batter's box. Third baseman playing in on the grass. The pitch. Called a strike on the inside corner, just above the knee. The Colt 45s need a productive out or a hit here to tie the ball game. Productive out would at least move the runner Rafael over 90 feet. As Rafael takes off for third, the throw for the catcher Nelson is not going to be in time. It goes into left field. Rafael's going to score. And it's a tie ball game as pandemonium breaks out here at Tiger Field. We're all tied up as the throw from Nelson escapes the third baseman. And now it's 6-6. The Colt 45s have come all the way back. Come down 6-0. As Vila now will step back into the box with a 1-1 count. The pitch from Grandstaff. Here it is. Fastball is going to miss up for ball two. And after all of that, Tegan Wendt will get a no decision after tossing 8 innings. The 2-1 delivery is going to miss inside for ball three. There's some activity up in the Fairfield Indians bullpen. As Grandstaff delivers a 3-1. Fastball misses for ball four. And the winning run is aboard for McGuire Smith as the catcher Nelson makes his way out to the mound. And the manager is going to call time as the whole infield trots in. And we're going to get a pitching change here. We're going to go to break to allow the relief pitcher to warm up.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
And welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. Pandemonium has broken out as the lights have taken full effect. With one out, the Colt 45s have come all the way back from their 6-0 deficit. It's going to be the third pitcher of the evening for the Fairfield Indians.
As he takes his warm-up tosses. To recap the inning, Sutter Moss led things off with a single,
then a walk by Calderon, then a Noah Betanco RBI double, followed by a walk and a stolen base by Colby Rafael, who came around to score after he stole third. It's going to be number 42, Derek Robinson, on in relief of Grandstaff, who goes a third plus.
Derek Robinson, who was DHing after he pinch hit for the Indians designated hitter Rashawn Priest. And Derek Robinson, as I talked about, wearing number 42. Pretty cool thing to see, as all you baseball fans who might be listening know. Jackie Robinson's number 42, a historic and iconic number, was retired all around Major League Baseball and was officially retired by every team after Mariano Rivera retired. So a pretty cool thing we get to see here with Derek Robinson wearing the 42 on his back with the last name Robinson. Have to believe that's not necessarily a coincidence, but awesome to see nonetheless, both having the last name Robinson. It's going to be McGuire Smith looking to be tonight's hero with Dusty Vila aboard at first base. He walked. So the winning run on first base as the Colt 45s look to walk it off here against Derek Robinson and the Fairfield Indians as the infield makes their way out to their positions. Robinson picks up the rosin bag and climbs back up the hill. He's got his pant legs up high. The blue shirt and the red socks. Robinson, right-handed pitcher, glove at the hip, out of the stretch, comes set. Pitch with one out. Running down to second. The throw from Nelson is going to be through, and the shortstop keeps it in front of him, backing up the throw from Nelson as Dusty Vila steals second base. And now the Colt 45s have the winning run in scoring position in this 6-6 ball game. After utter pandemonium has broken out here. The 0-1 delivery from Robinson as he checks Vila back. The pitch. Owens fouled back to the screen. Now 0-2. Zero balls and no strikes on McGuire Smith, the left-handed hitter. After three walks in the inning and two hits, Colt 45 is looking to win it in the 6-6 ball game. The 0-2 delivery from Robinson. Here it is. Owens swung on, grounded up the middle. Second baseman diving for it. He's not going to get it. Vila around third. The throw in is not going to be in time. Diving head first. He's going to score. It's a walk-off win for the Reading Colt 45 as they win 7-6. They overcome the six-run deficit. They mob McGuire Smith at first base as they win 7-6 on this Friday night at Tiger Field. What a ball game, folks. For the Reading Colt 45, 7 runs on 12 hits. And the Fairfield Indians score 6. On 8 hits, but not able to hold off the Colt 45 to come all the way back and score on a walk-off win. I'm Jacob Green. You're listening to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. The Colt 45 is victorious. They improved to 12-2 on the year. Special thanks to all our listeners and David Wiley, my producer, back in the studio. Thank you and good night.
Also, for the record, traditional wives, along with not having TikTok accounts, also don't use vulgar language, especially in public. Lily drops 4 or 5 F-bombs in a 90-second video. That's not how traditional conservative women speak. In fact, most real trad wives have never even heard the term trad wife and are not familiar with the discourse around it because they're busy actually taking care of their families, not following social media trends. So based on everything that we've seen from this woman, no matter what else you might say about her, she is not by any stretch of the imagination traditional, and therefore not a trad wife. Second point here, just because somebody manages to make a video that upsets the left, That doesn't mean that they should be embraced as a hero of the right or as a conservative influencer. Okay, I have been saying this for years to no avail, but I'll continue to say it. That's not the way that it should work. Now, I have no problem with Lily. I don't think the mass outrage against her is at all warranted. I'm sure she's a perfectly nice person. I have no issue with her. But I'm also not looking to her for moral or political leadership. Now, we use the word I'm not influenced by her in any way. Are you? When you see a video like that, you never heard of this person before, and you see that video that we just played, are you saying to yourself, oh, I got to hear what other insights this person has? This is a leader. This is someone I want to follow, right? This is someone who's influenced. I want my life to be influenced by this person. Is anyone saying that? I'm not turning to her for insights, and I haven't heard her say anything that would qualify as an insight. And for a very long time now, the right has been in the habit of trying to make a star out of anyone, especially any minority or any attractive woman who manages to attract negative attention from the left. But the problem is that it's very easy to attract negative attention from the left. These people these are people who get upset if you say something like, men can't have babies. So the bar for provoking left-wing outrage is like buried 500 feet under the surface of the earth. You don't have to lift your feet to get over it, which means that a person's ability to upset the left does not indicate that they have any of the qualities that we should want the leaders of our movement to possess. And this should be obvious. I think it is to intelligent people. Third point, finally, I must say again, the N-word is a word. It is not a magical spell. It is a word. It is made up of vowels and consonants. It's a vulgar word, yes, which means that it's impolite to say it in public. And she also used several other words that are impolite to say in public. It's not any more impolite than any other vulgarity. And just like any other word, because it is, again, just a word, the precise meaning depends on the context and the intent of the person using the word. So we're supposed to believe that the N-word, when used by a person with lighter skin pigmentation, is always maximally offensive, regardless of the context or the intent. But that is absurd. It's nonsensical. It's incoherent. It would mean that certain rules apply to this word, which do not apply to any other word that exists in the English language or any other language on earth. But that's not true, because the N-word is, once again, a word. Saying the N-word is always racist, no matter how it is said or for what purpose, it's like saying that the word kill is always a threat, no matter how it's said or for what purpose. It doesn't make any sense. The word kill can be a threat. If I say, I'm going to kill you, then I have made a threat, and the operative word in that threat is kill. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to kill you. But if I say, Bob said he's going to kill you, then I haven't made a threat. In fact, I'm warning you about what Bob is going to do. So it wouldn't make any sense to say, you threatened me, and then I say, no, I didn't. Well, you said the word kill. Well, yeah, but I'm telling you what someone else is going to do. I didn't say I'm going to do it. And so it is with the N-word. If I say it in the context of expressing racial animosity towards black people, then obviously it's racist. But if I say it in the context of quoting somebody else who said it, or in the context of referring to the word for a discussion like this one, then it's obviously not racist. And if somebody says it in the way that Lily Gaddis did, as a vulgar, colloquial, non-racial way of referring to people in general, then it is obviously not racist. It can't be racist, because it's not even referring to any specific racial group. It's not possible to be racist against all races at once. It's not possible to be non-racially racist. You can only be racist if you mean to express animosity towards a certain group. If you don't mean that, then you can't be racist. You could be other things. You could be vulgar. You can be ridiculous. You can be cringy, but you're not racist. Lily Gaddis isn't racist. She also isn't a conservative influencer or right-wing hero, and she certainly is not a trad wife. She's just a woman who made a video, and that's about it. Anyone trying to make more of it than that is today canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. Ukraine is rejecting Russia's demands to bring the war between the two countries to an end. Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would end the war if Ukraine agreed to certain conditions. Kyiv dropping its ambitions to join NATO, pulling out troops from four Ukrainian provinces, and also Ukraine recognizing Crimea as part of Russia. Multiple people were rescued after being trapped on a ride in Oregon.
Emergency crews have rescued 30 people after they were stuck for about half an hour dangling upside down high up on a ride at a century-old amusement park in Oregon. Portland Fire and Rescue say firefighters worked with engineers at Oaks Park to manually lower the ride. Video shot by a passenger on a neighboring Ferris wheel shows people suspended upside down on the Atmosphere ride, which operates like a pendulum. No injuries were reported. Oaks Park first opened in 1905. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police released a sketch of the suspect wanted in the sexual assault of a 13-year-old girl in a Queens park. Officials say he's described as a short, light-skinned male in his 20s, possibly Hispanic, short curly hair, braces, and a tattoo of a horned animal with red eyes. Meta says it wants to use data from users in privacy-conscious Europe to train its artificial intelligence models.
Meta is facing concerns about data protection while battling to keep up with rivals like OpenAI and Google. The company owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. It said that in order to better reflect the languages, geography, and cultural references of its Europe users, it needs to use public data from those users to teach its Llama AI large language model.
Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Well, summer's just around the corner, but if aches and pains are keeping you from your favorite outdoor activity, I want to tell you about Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it, getting you back outside to enjoy your favorite activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Balance of Nature supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I am 87 years old, and I am an RN. My PhD work is in anatomy and physiology. I watched your advertisement on TV, and I thought, I'll try it for just a month. I have stayed on it. Just think it is a marvelous product.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off your first order, plus a free fiber and spice supplement while supplies last as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
Five.
The first eSports Olympics are set to launch. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
The first Olympic eSports Games are set to be added soon to events seeking to attract and retain young audiences. The International Olympic Committee says it will ask members to approve a proposal to create a video game Olympics when they meet on July 23 and 24 in Paris. The Olympics body adds it's in advanced discussions with a potential host that should be announced at the meeting. President Thomas Bach said in an online briefing the IOC is taking a major step forward in keeping up with the pace of the digital revolution. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The Princess of Wales says she's making good progress in her cancer treatment and will attend Saturday's Royal Trooping the Colours ceremony, Kate's first public appearance since her diagnosis. The 42-year-old wife of Prince William has not made any public appearances this year. More at townhall.com. A budget battle continues in California.
The California legislature is signaling that it could cancel a $400 million loan payment to help finance a longer lifespan for the state's last nuclear power plant. The votes in the state Senate and Assembly exposed a rift with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who says a longer run for the Diablo Canyon plant is critical to maintaining reliable power supplies. The dispute is part of continuing negotiations over a new state budget. The state has endorsed a five-year extension for the plant beyond a planned closing by 2025. Legislators want more information on repayment of state loans by operator Pacific Gas and Electric. John Scott reporting.
The CDC is warning about a salmonella outbreak in at least nine states that's linked to pet bearded dragons.
The CDC says at least 15 people, including four in New York, have contracted salmonella, with four being hospitalized. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's seven new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Amazon, which is destroying the planet. How many, what was that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? And she, according to her biological clock for the climate, I think we've got 7 years left now, or maybe it's 6 years left before the planet is uninhabitable. I'm hoping that they take drastic action. I'm hoping. Also, I mentioned the New York Post headline. And the New York Post headline is great today. It's Joe Biden in Italy. He's in Italy, and yesterday they had the G7, the group of seven governments, the big industrialized countries, meeting on the east coast of Italy. And it's very nice, looks very nice. And the nice Italian prime minister there, who is about the only member of the G7, leader from the G7, that isn't being kicked out of their jobs. You know, big elections last week in Europe, and pretty much everybody there except the Italian prime minister looks like they're headed for the exits. But Joe Biden, when these paratroopers, there's a skydiving exhibition, parafoil chutes, and they came down real nice with flags of the G7 nations flying beneath them and landed right next to the world leaders. And the six of the world leaders are standing there attentively watching what's going on. And Joe Biden wanders off like he just had a seizure. He honestly, it's time for him to go to seizure world, I think. He needs visiting angels. He needs visiting angels. It's about time for Joe Biden to wander off the reservation. And no, honestly, what does that have to do with Elizabeth Warren? Well, not a lot specifically. Did you see Elizabeth Warren in her fake little video pretending to be casual and drink a beer? It's once again, remember her, I think I'll have myself a beer when she goes to her Sub-Zero fridge to grab a beer. Well, they got a new one, and it's probably more ridiculous than the old one. But perhaps we'll get to that. Even the audio, the video is absurd and laughable, laugh out loud funny. Even the audio is funny because these three Democrat women in senior government positions pretending to casually drink a beer. It's pretty funny. But the headline, back to the New York Post and Joe Biden wandering off the reservation again. The headline, front page, New York Post, Meander in chief. That's the thing about Joe Biden, as he's meandering all over the place. The meander in chief. Yes, sir. Biden embarrasses us with confused wanderings at world conference is the subheadline. And it's pretty good stuff. Honestly, you gotta see the video, but I'll describe it best I can using the English language. Pretty amazing stuff. And the Italian prime minister had to walk up behind him like his visiting angel, like his caregiver, and grab him by the elbow and spin him around and say, hey, come back over here and join everybody that you came here to be with. They're the world leaders. They're over here. I don't know what you're doing. He saw the lawnmower go by over in the corner of the property or something, and he started wandering off. Not a bright man. Shouldn't be president of the United States. Italian PM had to go get him, honestly, and he's looking like a doofus. I'll be as polite as I can. That's about as polite as I can be. Also, transcript of special counsel Robert Hur interview with Biden's ghostwriter, whose name is apparently Mark Zwanitzer. Excuse me, Zwanitzer. Zwanitzer. That's not the best name in the world. Zwonitzer. That's some kind of a tubed weapon, I think. The Zwanitzer. And the transcript was released. It wasn't really released. It was subpoenaed by the Congress. And they turned it over, but it's very heavily redacted. But the Joe Biden stolen documents thing, there are some revelations there, even though this Mark Zwanitzer guy apparently erased the audio tapes, which I think is destruction of government property and evidence. An obstruction of justice probably should be a pre-dawn raid on his home by the FBI with battering rams and rifles and helmets and flashlights on the helmets. The flashlights on the helmets make it official. Pretty amazing stuff. We've got that. And as I mentioned, Hunter Biden's adult daughters. I wonder if he showers with them. Do you think, what is that, a family tradition or what? Hunter Biden's adult daughters join Grandpa Joe for G7 vacation in Italy. And the thing is, Hunter can't go because he's a convicted felon. He can't leave the country. He's awaiting, this is true, he's awaiting sentencing. And so Hunter, he has to stay here to smoke crack with Russian prostitutes. He can't even go to Italy to smoke crack with Russian prostitutes, which is kind of a bummer. Also, an interesting story. Again, the New York Post. They actually report the news. They cover it. Then they report it. It's an old-fashioned thing. We don't see a lot of it anymore. Biden repeatedly watched his dog attack Secret Service as staff wished each other a safe shift. A safe shift. You want to be careful when you say that on the radio. But a safe shift for everybody, the Secret Service, because they know you got these crazy, rabid, killer dogs out there that the Biden family, I think, maybe they tortured them with electrical cables or something like that and turned them into crazy, rabid dogs. Amazing stuff. President Trump did an interview with a fighter slash podcaster and had some fun. Gave the podcaster and his brother, I think, gave them Trump T-shirts with the mugshots. And I'm like, you are so gangster. You are so gangster. Pretty amazing stuff. But President Trump did speak to them. He did a short one with Fox News as well. And we may be getting closer to a VP pick, a running mate decision by President Trump. But getting close doesn't really mean a lot until you actually get there. And then it matters. But all the talk about it beforehand doesn't mean a whole lot, does it? Also, President Trump yesterday endorsed former Governor Larry Hogan in Maryland. He's running for the Senate now, Larry Hogan is, and he is considered by great many to be a rhino of the first order, Larry Hogan. He gets it right some of the time, but not a lot of the time. Trump backs GOP nominee Larry Hogan in Maryland U.S. Senate race, the Baltimore Banner is reporting. And it's kind of an interesting situation, and in the end, if a Republican is going to win in the state of Maryland, it's probably going to be likely to be Larry Hogan. But President Trump threw in with him. Larry Hogan will never be with Trump as an individual, as a person, as a president. But he might be a somewhat safer vote in a narrowly Republican-controlled, hopefully, U.S. Senate. And he might vote with the Republicans sometimes, as opposed to the Democrat that Maryland voters would elect, who would, of course, vote for the Communist Party every single time, every chance they get against America. So it's a, you know, Larry Hogan or like Mao Zedong. And when that's the choice, you choose Larry Hogan because Mao would be worse. And that's who the Democrats are putting up all over the place, of course, because they really are the party of Mao. And they're the party of, if you're a Zionist, raise your hand. This is your last chance to get off the train. Amazing Democrat party that we have here. Also, there is a Florida Republican member of the House of Representatives. This is kind of fun. It'll just make the Democrats go crazy. He might just be trolling them. It's hard to say. But fun Congressman Greg Stube, who was a big hit and one of the pitchers in the congressional baseball game night before last that the Republicans won 31-11. 31 runs the Republicans got in the congressional baseball game. But Greg Stube, 3 years ago, I think it was, hit an actual home run at Nationals Park in that congressional baseball game. And now he's got a new idea. And his new idea is that he's introducing legislation. And the legislation would rename U.S. coastal waters after Donald Trump. All the coastal waters. I want to name the Gulf of Mexico. It should be the Gulf of Trump from now on. I think Greg Stube should. He's from Florida, so I think that he could rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of Trump. I think that might be a better one. But this is fun. Stube said the bill would designate the exclusive economic zone around the United States as the Donald John Trump exclusive economic zone of the United States. Now, I think that's a fun idea, and Stube seems like he's probably a fun person to have a beer with, and this is going to make him go crazy. It may just be a trolling exercise, but it'll give him a chance to vote against Trump and maybe self-immolate. A lot of self-immolation going on among Democrats. Also in New York, the man arrested with his Glock pistol, a handgun with a loaded magazine, plus 8 more loaded magazines, plus big knives, plus one of the craziest kind of whip billy club things you've ever seen with a handle on it, like a foot and a half long, looks like a metal cable with a big metal ball on the end. It's a medieval attack tool. And he was apparently going to go murder a whole bunch of people. It's not even clear whether he's an illegal alien or an illegal alien gang member because it's New York. Now, the police, they arrested him, and that's real good. They pulled him over because his license plate was blacked out or something. Then they said, hey, what's that sticking out from under your front seat? And they pulled him out and found all kinds of stuff. Was he a terrorist? Is he a terrorist who was stopped at the last minute before a, you know, mass casualty, mass carnage attack? Not entirely clear, but we shall see. We shall see. John Fetterman, who crashed his car the other day, turns out he was driving, and he's driving at an excessive rate of speed, and his brain is not so good, maybe a little better than Joe Biden's, but perhaps not a lot better. And it turns out everybody knows, all his staffers. He has staffers, and he needs them, I think, more than most. Fetterman aides concerned by senator's unsafe driving. Apparently he's big on texting and FaceTiming while he's driving, and they know, and barreling down the road too fast. He's a Democrat, you know, he's a senator. And like Ben Gazzara in Roadhouse, weaving back and forth on the road like he owns the place. Completely nuts. Also, there is a big, this is a great story. I've got a great Babylon Bee headline for you today, too. I have the whole story, actually, not just the headline. But in Germany, they've got a big, you know, in Europe, they play soccer. We call it soccer. They call it football. They call it football because it's a ball and they kick it with their feet. German police encouraging England fans to smoke cannabis instead of drinking at the Euros. They call it the Euros. After slapping beer ban on supporters ahead of Sunday's high-risk Serbia clash. I remember the last Serbia clash. I spent some time over there for that one. And so they're telling them to smoke dope instead of drinking beer, because maybe that'll make them mellow and there won't be riots and things like that. I predict they're going to drink the same amount of beer that they always drink. Plus, they're going to smoke big fat joints walking up and down the street. And then say, well, the police told us to smoke dope. So come on, we're drinking and we're smoking dope. What's the matter with you people, spoil sports? So we got that. They love experimenting with these things. And Serbia clash, that has a familiar ring and not a positive one. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, the Chris Plant Show.
You've heard a lot about saving unborn babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. Let me be honest with you. We need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, one of the nation's leaders in showing mothers with unplanned pregnancies their babies. And once mom hears the heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she could be twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. If we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is entirely dependent on us. Preborn has already rescued over 280,000 unborn babies. They help provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28. $140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't either. Just call #250 on your cell and use the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/plant. That's preborn.com/plant.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Solly, good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energetic, energized and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code COMBO, or text COMBO to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code COMBO.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text COMBO to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
From grown-worthy dad jokes to patching up skinned knees, your one-of-a-kind dad deserves a Father's Day gift guaranteed to take him to his happy place, Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and order unconditionally guaranteed mouth-watering gift packages starting at just $99. Use promo code SIZZLE at checkout for an extra $10 off. Show your dad the love. Visit omahasteaks.com, code SIZZLE at checkout for $10 off your order today.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
We have several birthdays to observe today, important birthdays in the United States of America. President Trump's birthday being one of those birthdays, but there are more. Right now, let's go to the telephones. Before we dive into everything we have, let's go to Jim, calling from Winchester, Virginia. Jimmy, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, sir. How you doing today? Long time no talk.
Very, very well, thank you.
Good. You were talking about renaming the waterways after Trump, and I thought instead of the Gulf of Mexico or the Gulf of Trump, how about the Mar-a-Lago Gulf?
The rename the Gulf of Mexico, the Mar-a-Lago Gulf.
Mar-a-Lago. It's got a nice ring to it, and the first thing you think of when you hear Mar-a-Lago is Trump.
That's true.
It's not too personal. It doesn't have his name directly stamped on it. the whiny people out there can't whine too much about it.
Sure they can.
And it ends with an O, so it can be affiliated with Mexico, Mar-a-Lago. I like the sound of that. What do you think?
The Democrats might want to put an X on the end of it. Maybe ending in an O might be too gendered for them, and they, you know, like Latinx.
Yes.
Well, this is a fun idea by Congressman Greg Stubbe, and he's a Florida Republican. And he's talking about renaming not just the Gulf of Mexico, but the designate the exclusive economic zone around the U.S., the Donald John Trump exclusive economic zone of the United States. And it's just enough to, you know, maybe some Democrats will.
I really hope it becomes the Donald Trump economic zone, because what we have now is not it's not very economical.
That's a fact. Yeah, maybe we should reestablish borders in some fashion or another and national sovereignty. at least along our southern border before the Democrats. You know, look, you know, Jim, Barack Obama warned us that his goal was the fundamental transformation of America, and he warned us that we all need to learn to speak Spanish. Now, he didn't explain why, but now I think we have a pretty good understanding as what Barack, and this is Barack Obama's third term, make no mistake, and he's hoping for a fourth term because they haven't completely wrecked the place yet. They haven't made it utterly unrecognizable as the United States of America, which is their goal. We've got birthdays and a lot of good stuff coming up. Jim, thank you for the call. Renaming the coastal waters for Trump.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you. Then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
the drop here. I recently confronted the sneaky villain, Hydro Shadow. He created a robot that looked like me, and then he activated the robot. But I was able to push the self-destruct button to defeat this inferior threat. If you would like the great taste that can't be imitated delivered to your door, give us a call at 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
But very appropriate for...
Happy birthday!
Hey now! Jerry's just getting warmed up.
Happy,
it's the most beautiful sound he's ever heard. Barack Obama said of the call to prayer. Hey now!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Amani. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy
birthday. We heard that Barack Obama would dance to this song when we played it. He used to love this radio show when he lived in Washington. He was at the White House. Tune in every morning. He would dance and clap. Had a great time. See? There it is. But it's really not the right song for President Trump's birthday, is it? That's a Barack Obama-specific song. But So we do want to wish President Trump an actual happy birthday. 78 years old and seems 20 years younger than Joe Biden, doesn't he? Seems at least 20 years younger than Joe Biden. No doubt about it. I miss that song. I don't miss Barack Obama being in the White House, of course. That was a terrible, terrible time. But playing that song was always fun every year. We enjoyed that very much. It's also, what other birthday is it today, Michael? Anybody out there? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. It's the birthday of the United States Army. See? On June 14th, on this date, 1775, Continental Congress authorized the establishment of expert riflemen to serve the United Colonies for 1 year, little draft. And before the country was even founded, about a year later, 1776, you may have heard something about that. The United States Army was founded on this date in 1775. Thank you for all of your service and winning all those wars and now for putting up with all this stupidity. Saluting the United States Army on the Army's birthday. So what is now? It's 200 and I don't want to do math. 249 years old. I think that's correct. 249 years old. So next year it'll be 250 years old. See, 250 years old, which is kind of fun. And let's see, the country, we're 2 years away from being 250 years old. 250 years old. So I'm not sure, you know, the bicentennial was 200 years in 1976. And the, it's going to be the sesqua bicentennial or something like that. I'm going to have to look that up. I've done that. But happy birthday to the United States Army. And isn't it interesting and coincidental that President Trump's birthday is on the same day as the birth of the United States Army, which is pretty good. And furthermore, but wait, there's more. There is more. Honestly, it's also Flag Day. It's Flag Day here in the United States of America. And I'm thinking maybe not in a complete coincidence, but Flag Day in the United States of America is also today. And you know what that means? That means in very liberal cities, it's going to be hard to find lighter fluid for your, you know, Runcen lighter fluid for your Zippo lighters, which Democrats use to self-immolate and commit arson on historic churches and police cars and police stations, things like that. But they do self-immolate from time to time. So doesn't quite come out in the wash, but it offsets a little bit, helps a little bit. Today is Flag Day, and that means that it's going to be hard to find Runcen lighter fluid and the stuff that you get to light your charcoal briquettes in your outdoor grill, your patio, your backyard grill. Because Democrats, they need that stuff to burn flags, to burn American flags. They don't burn rainbow flags. They don't burn Gaza, Palestine flags. They don't burn Hamas flags. They burn American flags. That's what they do. You may recall one of our favorite sound bites from that time was Hillary Clinton being nominated by the Democrat Party at their convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I mentioned it yesterday, where they showed up at their convention and they had no American flags. You went inside the hall, there were people with a Mexican flag, with a Palestinian flag. This is way back in 2016. And outside, what the Democrats were doing, they were gathering for the Democrat convention and they were burning American flags, naturally. And there was this hilarious moment when a Democrat burning the American flag and was very excited about it and pulling it around and then kicking the American flag. And oops, he accidentally set himself on fire. And a terrible, awful, racist police officer who they'd like to defund jumped in to try to save the moron's life. You're on fire, stupid. It's that's one of our shorthand sound bites. You know, Michael Piercy and I can look at each other and just say, "You're on fire, stupid," and we know that we're talking about that moment at the Hillary Clinton nominating convention where the Democrats were outside burning the American flag, which is what they do. Now, that wasn't necessarily Flag Day, but it was one of the days of the Democrat convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 2016. And Democrats out there burning the American flag. Great stuff. And we did a quick video on this subject yesterday after the radio show. which was posted on our various social media outlets, and also reminded us of William Ayers, the left-wing radical terrorist, part of a gang of cop killers, bank robbers, communist revolutionaries, who was naturally given tenure at a major American university as a professor because he's a communist America killer. And the New York Times did a profile on William Ayers. He's the guy that Barack Obama was palling around with in Chicago when he was running for president. Oh, palling around with terrorists. So we didn't pal around. We just hung out and sat on boards together and lived in the same neighborhood and had dinner together and went out for frou-frou cocktails and things like that. You know, you hung out together. You palled around. But William Ayers had a very friendly, loving, adoring profile done on him by the New York Times. And it actually came out on Tuesday, September 11th, 2001, the day that the troglodytes from hell attacked the United States, changing the trajectory of human history forever. And there's a photograph, the adoring photograph that the New York Times took of William Ayers. He was standing in an alley on an American flag, and he took an American flag, probably stole it off somebody's house, crumpled it up, maybe the New York Times paid for it, brought it to stage the photo, and threw it on the ground in a dirty, filthy alley in Chicago, and William Ayers was standing on it, to desecrate it, because the Democrat Party's not on our side. They used to be on our side. When I was a kid, Democrat families would have American flags in front of their homes, not burning, but flying on a flagpole and, or, you know, hanging on a short flagpole off of a post or something. But, Democrats used to fly the American flag and be proud of it. Not anymore. Democrats are not on our team anymore. They're not on Team America. They're on Team Anybody But America, aren't they?
The Bullocks next door, real right-wingers. American flag up every day. Real fascists. Ought to be gassed. You know the type.
You know the type. Ought to be gassed. It's a clip from a great minor classic movie, The President's Analyst. And that was William Daniels, I think. He went on to fame on television shows. I think he was a doctor or something. But, the next door, American flag up every day. Real fascists. Ought to be gassed. Ought to be gassed. That's funny stuff. They call them fascists and say they ought to be gassed. The reason they're fascists because they have an American flag up every day. Pretty funny stuff. That was, what, like 1970-something, and they were ahead of the curve, I think, that movie in many ways. Pretty funny stuff. Pretty funny stuff. All right, now, Joe Biden is in Italy, as I mentioned, where he is embarrassing himself, but he's not just embarrassing himself. You got to keep that in mind. He's also embarrassing all of us because, and again, he wandered off to the point where the Italian prime minister had to go grab him by the elbow and pull him back to join the group because he'd wandered off. And some in the media, like me and the New York Post, are pointing out his peculiar behavior, his odd behavior. But the media is jumping the, you know, Democrat-controlled fluffer media. They're attacking anybody that points out that he's a dim-witted numbskull wandering off of the, you know, the plantation there. You know, the Democrats love their plantations. Amazing stuff. And the Mediaite left-wing rag, they've got a headline, White House blasts Murdoch outlets on misleading Biden video. It's not misleading at all. You show the video, and he's wandering off, and the other world leader's like, where'd Joe go this time? Time to call his caregiver. Where's his caregiver? Somebody get visiting angels on the horn. Didn't they bring somebody along? They just lie, is the headline. White House blasts, quote, Murdoch outlets, end quote, like Fox and New York Post over misleading Biden video. It's misleading, they say. That's the best they can say about it. You know, Joe Biden is misleading us every day by pretending to be president of the United States. The White House blasted Murdoch outlets, that's what they called them, the New York Post and Fox News over a misleading video of President Joe Biden at the G7 watching a skydiving show. It's a skydiving show. Numerous right-leaning social media outlets specialize in posting misleading clips of President Biden. Did they ever post anything about Hunter Biden's laptop being Russian disinformation? Because I know some media outlets that did that and some corrupt intelligence officials that did that who should really be held accountable in a court of law. Honestly, how about Russian collusion? Did they post any stories for 3 years about Russian collusion that didn't exist. Amazing stuff. So there it is. And the RNC research and Twitter X account being a prime example, but they often get an assist from right-leaning news outlets who amplify and promote the attacks. They're not attacks. They're showing the video. Like the skydiving video. President Biden is currently in Fasano. He's in Fasano, Italia, for the G7 summit, where he and other world leaders gathered to watch a skydiving demonstration before gathering for the traditional family photo. And that's when Joe Biden wandered off the reservation. Now, they're pretending that he didn't. And they attack the media. If the media doesn't sing from the Democrat Party sheet music, then the media gets attacked by the corrupt Democrat media. Now, the skydiver, there was one skydiver right in front of the seven world leaders, and everybody was standing there watching him and kind of talking to him a little bit. And Joe Biden, there was another skydiver over there. There was another skydiver over there, and Joe Biden decided he was just going to go over and start talking to that guy. And honestly, the guy looks up once or twice like, shouldn't you be with the group of world leaders over there? What are you doing over here, you doofus? I'm just writing subtitles for him. And Prime Minister, the Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni of Italy, walked over to the president and took his arm to lead him back to world leaders. Now, this is the friendly piece that's written about it. And they just kind of gave away the story here because Prime Minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni, they say, had to go over and take the president's arm and lead him back to the world leaders. The clip was captioned, "What is Biden doing?" That's perfectly a legitimate caption. Because it's very curious, like so much of his behavior. But if you point it out, you can depend on the left-wing media to attack you for reporting what is true, what is obvious, what you can see with your own eyes. Our news media, the most corrupt institution in the United States of America. Aren't they extraordinary? And I still haven't gotten to Joe Biden and the CNN phonies, but I've got that coming up.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/America. Protect America to 511-511. Text America to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Small businesses are the engines that power our country. So why is it so hard for them to acquire business funding for things like expansion and cash flow? Meet Swish Funding, the business funding platform exclusively for small businesses. Whether it's $25,000 or even $2 million, our process takes just minutes, with cash in less than 24 hours. You must be in business for at least 1 year, with an average monthly revenue of at least $25,000. Apply at swishradio.com. Swishradio.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara, and I work for Social Services. On our lobby wall, there's a picture of this kid I used to work with. She's all of 17 years old, and she's on one of those missing posters. Unfortunately, that happens to a lot of our kids who don't have somebody to step up for them. They stay in foster care for years, they aren't adopted, and they age out. They either wind up in jail, or they live on the streets.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption works every day to find safe, permanent homes for children at risk of aging out of foster care before it's too late.
I adopted two teenagers from foster care. Their outlook on life changed. If I can do a little bit to help, it's worth it.
You can help too. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? The stress from excessive credit card debt can ruin your life. Collection calls, sleepless nights. If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. DebtBlue uses secret programs that most credit card companies won't tell you about. They'll help you consolidate or settle your debts for a fraction of what you owe. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved. There's no risk. The more you owe, the more DebtBlue can save you. See how easy it is to get started with free information. Let DebtBlue show you how 10 minutes could save you thousands. Call now, 800-200-6895. That's 800-200-6895.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Joe Biden in Italy in just a couple of minutes after the news at the top of the hour. And the phony, baloney, corrupt news media. And this whole thing about Joe Biden wandering off. He wandered off not to talk to another skydiver, but to one of the ground crew guys that was just rolling up the parachute, somebody else's parachute. But the event that was taking place was right in front of the world leaders. Joe Biden wandered off to talk to a guy in camouflage who had not skydived down to the ground as part of the demonstration. But never mind the facts. All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Cindy, calling from Cape Charles, Virginia. Cindy, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Very well, Cindy. Thank you very kindly.
Good. Happy Flag Day.
Thank you. Happy Flag Day to everyone.
Yes. Yeah, live in Cape Charles. We used to live in the DMV, and I'm so glad to not be there, but love listening to you and hearing all the misery that goes on up there.
And there's plenty of it.
Yes, there is. I'm affiliated with a Legion down here, and I just wanted to let you know that it's flag burning day here, too, but it's a ceremony that they put on every 14th of June.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of it's an important day. It's they call it the dignified disposal of unserviceable flags.
Uh-huh.
That's what the ceremony is called. So there is flag burning, but it's a good kind of flag burning.
That's right. That is the prescribed method for disposing of an American flag that has been weathered or become tattered over time, right? And
exactly.
I think there are certain circumstances where the stars are supposed to be removed, but with most flags that's hard, or maybe that's an obsolete practice, or I'm entirely wrong, but you tell me, Cindy.
I do not know. I honestly don't know. I just partake in the ceremony and watch with pride as they are disposing of flags that have served their purpose, and hopefully people are out hanging new flags to replace those that have seen better days.
Yes, American flags, the great American
exactly.
flag, beautiful,
yes,
wonderful American exactly. flag. And I've got, I have one family flag at home in a triangle box. My brother Michael in New York has another family flag in a triangle box. He has our grandfather's flag. He was a World War I veteran, and the flag from his funeral. And we have our father's flag at home, and this is kind of an interesting one, Cindy. My father died early 1960, and the flag, my father being a World War II veteran, the flag used at his funeral is a 49-star flag. Lots of 48-star flags, but a very brief period of time where the 49-star flag was being used. And I've got the 49-star flag at home in a triangle.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.